It's mornings, 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's left channel.
Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Gay marriage, civil unions. New Jersey's Supreme Court says whatever it's called, it has to have equal rights to traditional marriage. David Buckle is the Lambda lawyer who argued for the seven gay couples. And he says the lessons of Massachusetts are relevant.
Thousands of couples got married, same-sex couples. And a lot of families were helped, and no families were hurt. That's what we've learned in this 3 years. No families were hurt.
Expect a fight, big one, in the state house in Trenton, New Jersey, over a move to outlaw such unions.
Marriage is sort of a building block of our civilization. And to change that, to tinker with that, should not be done by seven lawyers who happen to have been appointed to a court. It should be done by the people.
State Senator Gerald Cardinale. The high court specifically gave the state's legislature 6 months to act, either codify it or change it. President Bush says the mileposts, the benchmarks set out for Iraqi officials, not only lay a framework for measurable and workable progress, they send an important message.
We're pressing Iraq's leaders to take bold measures to save their country. America's patient is not unlimited.
Democrats have called for such a timetable for many months. Now, Senator Carl Levin of Michigan says...
The White House may be changing its rhetoric about staying the course, but the policies are the same. The same failed stay-the-course policies.
The timetable lays out a 12 to 18-month time frame, and among the benchmarks... and setting up provincial elections, all important issues to the insurgent Sunnis. If you are 60 or getting there, the Government Advisory Committee on Immunization recommends annual vaccinations to protect against shingles. You remember chickenpox as a kid? That same virus has lain dormant in your body all this time. It can come back in adulthood as shingles, like the pox, only muscle-bound. Hurts a lot, can be dangerous to your vision, to your hearing, red rash, often with blisters. The panel says a vaccine called Zostavax, approved last May, ought to be routinely used. Federal Reserve Board ended its two-day meeting and left interest rates pat.
No surprises here at the Treasury Department. The Fed's decision was expected. However, there are signals these steady rates might not last. Inflation risks remain, the Fed cautions. It says incoming information will dictate whether a rate hike is needed. One member of the panel would have raised rates today.
CBS's Barry Bagnato at the Treasury Department. Federal funds rate still 5.25%. On Wall Street today, the Dow gained nearly 7 points, NASDAQ up almost 12, and oil at $61.40 a barrel, up $2 and a nickel. Are you shopping for Christmas already? Some retailers seem to think so. Some have holiday lighting going up, and it isn't even Halloween yet. Walmart, Target, and JCPenney are among them getting an early start. Sears and Kmart say they'll wait till at least after the trick-or-treats. This is CBS News.
Hello, would you like to be more successful with the opposite sex? I'm Ted Baker, and my program can teach you how to attract a mate. Listen to this.
Ted told me about logging on to freecreditreport.com. I learned that my good credit could help me buy a car and a boat, and now chicks dig me.
My patented system could work for you, too. Log on to freecreditreport.com to get your free credit score and report. A nice condo could make you irresistible.
Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at freecreditreport.com. Get the score.
What tobacco issues are important to you?
The health effects. That's what concerns me.
Last night, Brian went to philipmorrisusa.com.
There's a lot of information there, but for me it all came down to this. There is no safe cigarette.
Cigarette smoking causes lung cancer, heart disease, and emphysema. If you'd like more information on the health effects of smoking, as well as links for smokers who've decided to quit, find out more. Visit philipmorrisusa.com.
Who says the box in which you'll be buried has to cost an arm and a leg?
Your casket is waiting online at Costco's website. From the In God's Care model to the Lady of Guadalupe and the Super Deluxe Argos Cherry model, you can buy them all with just the click of a mouse. If you're wondering why Costco sells caskets, you're apparently not alone. It's the top question on their Frequently Asked Questions page. The answer is, as a service to our members. Simple enough. They can even overnight them to you, but not in all states.
Happy shopping.
Adrian Mitchell for CBS News.
The hottest new thing in cosmetic surgery is transplanted eyelashes. Not everyone's born with thick, lush lashes, hence the commercials to achieve them with eyelash goops. Now, surgeons pluck hairs from the back of the neck and sew them in. One thing, though, those lashes just keep on growing. Since they are head hair, you have to trim them sometimes. Harley Carnes.
And we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com, and you can email me, Enid@kctc.com, and your homework assignment is to tell 3 to 5 people every single day that Enid Live exists. Now, guests today, Jerry McNerney, running against Richard Pombo. It's the 11th Congressional District, has a very good chance of taking Pombo down, and so he will be joining us in the 4 o'clock hour. I've not talked to him before, so I'm eager to test drive Jerry McNerney. We're supporting him because you can't support Pombo. Pombo's a jerk. So Jerry McNerney in the 4 o'clock hour. Tomorrow, Tess Gerritsen will be with us live in studio. She's a blockbuster author, a writer of successful medical thrillers and other books, and previously was an MD. Hasn't practiced for a while, but she her specialty was internal medicine, I think. And she joins us live in studio before she goes on to an event on behalf of the Sacramento Bee Book Club. Her new book, The Mephisto Club, A Look at Evil. And we will be talking with Deborah Bowen, I think, next week. We were originally supposed to talk to her on Friday, and we're going to have to reschedule that. So that's what's coming up here on AM 1320 on Enid Live. And I want to start, I want to go into some of the stuff that we talked about. I want to bring us up to date. There are a lot of new details on everything. And let me start with... Charlie Brown. Let's just start with Charlie Brown here. First of all, there's an event for Charlie Brown, and that is going to occur on Thursday at a place called Vanita Ria's in Rockland. Begins at 5:30. A lot of Republicans are going to be there. Pete McCloskey's going to be there. Harriet White and others. It's a bipartisan gathering in favor of Charlie. So... Pete McCloskey, who is a former congressman, and he is a Republican, retired Republican Placer County Supervisor Harriet White. Michael Sasko, a Republican who chairs the Penryn Municipal Advisory Committee. And Mike Totaro, former school trustee in 1992, Rockland Citizen of the Year. Contributions are accepted, but admission is free. So if you want to go to Republicans for Charlie Brown and Charlie Brown for Congress... That is going to be Thursday, 5:30 p.m. at Vanita Ria's in Rockland. I got this email from one of you, from Doug, actually, and let me read it. While campaigning, he says, John Doolittle has been on the offensive, belittling Nancy Pelosi, etc. What I wish people around here would consider is this. If Doolittle's elected, he's going to be stripped of all his power. He won't be allowed on any committees because it's well known that he has been corrupted. This is if the Democrats, I think, take over. So the speaker will never give him any power. Plus, I think any bill he tries to advance will probably be shelved, whereas Charlie Brown will be taken under the arm of the Speaker of the House because he's honest and because they're both members of the California delegation. And if people on here want to get federal money for District 4, they should consider the fact that John Doolittle has already burned the bridge to those funds. Is that true? That's what Doug, those were Doug's thoughts. Here's Marlene. Writing from Granite Bay. Marlene says, and then this is in in answer to a caller, Stan, who said he couldn't afford to vote for Charlie Brown or to vote for the Democrats. It's the Republicans who are going to pretty much preserve his wallet. Now, Stan, Marlene writes, let me ask you this. Do you think that the over 2,600 soldiers who died in Iraq and their families can't afford to vote for Charlie Brown or Democratic? Do you think that the over 10,000 soldiers who've been injured and permanently maimed can't afford to vote for Charlie Brown or Democratic? Do you think that the over 650,000 Iraqis killed by Bush, elective war, think that Americans can't afford to vote for Charlie Brown or Democratic? Do you think that the almost 3,000 Americans killed in the World Trade Center and their families can't afford to vote for Charlie Brown and Democratic, especially after they learned that the president stayed on vacation and did nothing after he learned through a presidential daily briefing that bin Laden determined to strike within the U.S.? And she goes on with this. By the way, the president has been fumfing all over the place talking about how things are going so well in Iraq, and I was surprised to see a really strong CNN report in which the reporter talks about how we have strengthened, our going into Iraq has strengthened the hand of our two of our enemies, Iraq and Iran. And he goes on to talk about how we're this far away from a civil war. And he goes on to talk about, also it was mentioned that during the Gulf War, I think we had 500,000 troops. We always did this on the cheap. Nobody is in there really trained to actually be at war. They're barely preserving what they've got. I mean, it is a mess. And there is a poll out today that tells us that 54% want an Iraq pullout within a year. You know, maybe 1,000% want it in the next 5 minutes. So that's the latest on Charlie Brown. You got to send him some money. Send volunteer money, volunteer time and effort, charliebrownforcongress.org. He really has a very good chance, and we'd love to push him over the top here. California State Treasurer Phil Angelides is supposed to be meeting in Los Angeles with Barack Obama, who will be campaigning, stumping for Phil. Also stumping for Phil will be AFL-CIO President John Sweeney, and Howard Dean. So Howard Dean is going to be in Los Angeles, and this is Thursday, and I think Friday is Barack Obama Day, but I'm not sure, in Los Angeles. One of the things we talked about, that we need to give you the details on, yesterday, Rush Limbaugh ripped into Michael J. Fox and said he was faking, he was increasing his shakes in order to look like he was sicker than he was. Not that Parkinson's is a lighthearted disease exactly, or a day at the beach. Well, guess who ripped into Rush today? Oh my goodness, Don Imus. He really ripped him a new one. MSNBC's Imus in the Morning featured a report by Andrea Mitchell on dirty politics being employed by the Republican Party. No, really? I got a call from one of you saying that, speaking of dirty tricks, saying that calls are going out from the Doolittle campaign disparaging Charlie Brown. Does anybody know anything about that? What we do know is that there are robocalls that are going out, and they appear to, if you don't listen through the entirety, you think it's a Charlie Brown call, but it really is a Doolittle call disparaging Charlie Brown. So does anybody have any other stories to relate about negative calls going out from the Doolittle campaign dissing Charlie Brown? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Okay, so here's Don Imus, and here he comments on Rush Limbaugh's character for his claims that Michael J. Fox was only, quote, acting in the commercial, and that was a commercial for various candidates who were supporting stem cell research, was only, quote, acting in the commercial by, quote, moving all around and shaking. Here's what Don Imus had to say about Rush Limbaugh. He said, Rush Limbaugh is a fat, draft-dodging drug addict, jacking his maid up, having her buy dope for him. That fat SOB, I mean, enough bad stuff can happen to him, Don Imus said. But he didn't say SOB, he said it all. But I will repeat this in case you didn't hear it the first time. Don Imus said, Rush Limbaugh is a fat, draft-dodging drug addict, jacking his maid up, having her buy dope for him. That fat SOB, I mean, enough bad stuff can happen to him, Imus said. He said, that fat son of a bitch. That's what he said, really. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Well, what do you think about that? And here, Dinah emails me this. She says, does Limbaugh, that bloated pig, personally know anyone with Parkinson's disease? It's a humiliating disease that slowly robs one of their dignity. For his information, people with the disease have days with less tremor and others when it's worse. Kudos to Michael J. Fox that he would come back by saying his medication was working just fine the day he taped the campaign spot. The fact that he could maintain a sense of humor above the insults just shows who the real man is of the two. Well, look, can I tell you something? This is absolutely, I hate to tell you, but it's great publicity for Michael J. Fox. It's great publicity for his cause. And you know who else it's also great publicity for? Yes, Dr. OxyContin. He's getting so much publicity. The rush, some people are calling him Rush to Judgment, a man powered by Viagra and OxyContin, a lethal combination, and along with a heavy dose of greed, that's El Porco Grande, I used to call him. So here's some information we could share with Rush. If he wants to spend less money at the pump, you know what he needs to do? He needs to lose some weight. There is actually a new study out that says that Americans are burning nearly $1 billion more gallons of gasoline every year than they did in each year than they did in 1960, because because of their expanding waistlines. Simply put, more weight in the car means lower gas mileage. So the fatter you are, the more gas you got. The fatter you are, the more gas you got to buy at the pump. So Rush must be loading up on a lot of gas. Not that he isn't expending a lot of it. And here he's offering. He's now on the offensive. The Washington Post is reporting against the ad with Michael J. Fox. And here's the Washington Post story. Let me share it with you. Possibly worse than making fun of someone's disability is saying that it is imaginary. That is not to mock somebody's body, but to challenge a person's guts, integrity, and sanity. To Rush Limbaugh on Monday, Michael J. Fox looked like a faker. The actor, who suffers from Parkinson's disease, has done a series of political ads supporting candidates who favor stem cell research, including Ben Cardin, who's in Maryland, and so on and so on. He's exaggerating the effects of the disease, Limbaugh told listeners. He's moving all around and shaking, and it's purely an act. That is really shameless of Michael J. Fox. Either he didn't take his medication or he's acting. Limbaugh, whose syndicated radio show has a weekly audience of about 10 million, was reacting to Fox's appearance in another one of the spots, and this one for a Missouri Democrat who is in favor of stem cell research. But it's hard to watch these ads that Michael J. Fox are hard to watch, unless for some reason you don't believe it. As he speaks, Fox's restless torso weaves and writhes in a private dance. His head bobs from side to side, almost leaving the video frame. This is the only time I have ever seen Michael J. Fox portray any of the symptoms of the disease he had, said Fatboy Limbaugh. He can barely control himself. Later Monday on the air, Limbaugh would apologize, but reaction to his statements from Parkinson's experts and from Fox's Michael J. Fox's supporters was swift and angry. It is a shameless statement, said one. It's insulting. It's appallingly sad at best. Anyone who knows the disease well would regard his movement as classic severe Parkinson's disease, said a neuroscientist who has written a book on the subject, and so on. So Limbaugh, after his apology, Limbaugh shifted his ground and renewed his attack on Fox. Now people are telling me that they have seen Michael J. Fox in interviews, and he does appear the same way in the interviews as he does in the commercial, Limbaugh said. All right, then, I stand corrected. You know, a grudging apology. All right, then, I stand corrected, fat boy. So I will bigly, hugely admit that I was wrong. And I will apologize to Michael J. Fox if I am wrong in characterizing his behavior on this commercial as an act. Then Limbaugh pivoted to a different critique. Michael J. Fox, he said, is allowing his illness to be exploited. Oh, listen to this tack. Michael J. Fox is allowing his illness to be exploited and in the process is shilling for a Democratic politician. Now, here we have a comments from the thief who thinks everybody else is out to steal. I think Rush might be able to write the book on shilling. Limbaugh's shock at Fox's appearance is a measure of the disease's devastation, advocates say. Contrary to the charge that Michael Fox might not take his meds to enhance the symptoms, the meds produce some of the uncontrolled body movements. And so on. So Fox has appeared, by the way. Did you see him on Boston Legal this year? He had scenes taped over the summer. He does not shake or loll his head as he does in the commercial, but he does appear to be restraining himself, appearing almost rigid at times. Your thoughts about this, about Limbaugh's cheesy apology, and then he shifts it another way to attack Fox, that he's allowing his illness to be exploited, and in the process, he is shilling for the Democratic Party. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, Gene in Diamond. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Gene.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
That's good. Rush Limbaugh is beyond shameless. He's just they all become just characters, but the thing that I was calling about was you were talking earlier about raising money for Charlie Brown and so on, and I saw on C-SPAN this morning where the Republicans have raised some $200 million as opposed to like $100 million for the Democrats, and which. It, to me, seems like there's got to be some big corporate donors in there because, say, the country is 50-50, and it's like, where are they coming up with all this money?
Well, actually, now that you talk about the Republicans and corporate money, I'm going to tell you something. Some of the big pharmaceutical houses are putting big money behind some of these campaigns because the campaigns they are supporting are the ones that they think are going to be more favorable to them. So a lot of the, so I don't know. Maybe the, I don't know why the corporations, which used to give, you know, pretty much to both sides, I don't know where it's coming from in the Republican Party. But I do know that, for example, in some of our races, we know that Pombo's getting way more money than McNerney was able to raise. And we do know that Doolittle, they're pouring tons of money here into the last couple of weeks of the race. He's got way more than Charlie Brown does. So on that point, you're quite right, Gina.
It just seems like if the country is split 50-50, how did they come up with that?
The Republicans are able to generate a lot of money. I don't know what the answer to that is. Maybe the people who make the biggest donations want to be on the side of the Republicans because they think the Republicans will still continue to hold on to both houses. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. Here's Rush Limbaugh, sort of half-assed apology to Michael J. Fox. And then he begins to attack Fox all over again, this time not for faking the symptoms of the disease that Fox quite famously has, but now he is he's attacking Fox for allowing his illness to be exploited, and in the process is shilling for a Democratic politician. What does this tell you besides what it reveals about Rush? Does it tell you that the Republicans are so scared that they needed that these commercials that Michael J. Fox is doing are really pretty effective commercials? Are the Republicans so frightened that they now have to beat up on somebody who's got Parkinson's via Rush, that fat bloviator? Is that what it really reveals here? What are your thoughts about this? And Rush apologizes because he got a firestorm of negative publicity, but you know what? It was publicity. And really all he cares about is that they spell his name right. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. We got a Rush Limbaugh on the roadway. I love it. A big old, big, fat, huge cow. And that's over in Placerville. Northbound Cap City Freeway at E Street. I got a disabled vehicle. Westbound 50 just west of El Dorado Hills. We have a vehicle on the roadway slowing traffic down. Otherwise, besides the big fat cow over there, it's looking pretty good. Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's Love Channel.
She's not right, but she's never wrong. Yeah. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Yes, on Color Pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320leftchannel.com.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
About gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence. Great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, we'll be joined by Jerry McNerney running against Richard Pombo running a pretty good race against Richard Pombo in the next hour. Richard Pombo is so scared he won't even agree to do interviews, but we'll talk about all of that. We're talking about Rush's faked up, tricked out apology to Michael J. Fox, and then he started beating up on him all over again for letting himself be exploited and being a Democratic shill. Like, I think Rush could maybe write the book on being a shill. Let me talk for a moment about Parkinson's. There are lots of people who have been diagnosed with Parkinson's. You may have seen the film Awakenings, starring Robin Williams and Robert De Niro, based on genuine cases reported by Oliver Sacks. And other famous sufferers of Parkinson's include Janet Reno, suffers from Parkinson's. Muhammad Ali suffers from Parkinson's. Pope John Paul II. Evangelist Billy Graham. Artist Salvador Dali, if you remember him. The actress Deborah Carr. The actor Vincent Price, the actor Michael Redgrave, and so on. Even Adolf Hitler is apparently reputed to have suffered from Parkinson's. So these are some of the people who have suffered from Parkinson's. And it is not by itself considered a fatal disease, from the information I have, but that it does get worse with time. The average life expectancy of a Parkinson's patient is generally the same as for people who do not have the disease. However, in the late stages of the disease, Parkinson's may cause complications such as choking, pneumonia, and falls that can lead to death. The progression of symptoms in Parkinson's may take 20 years or more. In some people, however, the disease progresses more quickly. There is no way to predict what course the disease will take for an individual. But there is a system and a scale that they have. 349-1320-866-626-1320. What do you think about Rush attacking Michael Fox and now apologizing and then attacking him all over again? Not this time, not for faking his disease, but allowing himself to be exploited. Rush is just a fat pig, a bully. Gigi in Antelope. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Gigi.
Hi.
Hi, welcome.
Oh, you're talking to me?
I am. You're on the air.
Okay, what I'd like to say is I'd like to know how many of your callers that agree with you actually listen to Rush, because I listen to the left, I listen to the right. I'm very informed, as you know. Okay, I'd like you to ask them directly if they listen to the whole Rush Limbaugh program.
We played the audio clip of the comments that Rush made about Michael J. Fox.
Don't put words in my mouth.
I'm not. You asked me a question, and you said have my listeners listen to it. We played the audio clip yesterday for
them. No. You need to listen to the entirety.
Oh, you want us to play all three hours of it?
I bet you half of your callers don't even listen to Rush. They listen to just what you say about them. I am more informed than they are. And you are not saying the whole thing.
Oh, what are we leaving out?
A lot of things.
Well, tell me, Gigi, since you are so very well informed, tell us what we are leaving out.
A lot of things.
Well, a lot of things covers a lot of territory. You need to be really specific here what we're leaving out, because I'm quoting from the Washington Post, which is a newspaper of record.
So you believe in everything you read, all the newspapers?
You know, you can be defensive or you can answer the question. You called and you said you were very well informed and that I left a lot of things out, and so I'm giving you this forum to tell me what did I leave out.
I made the point that he felt sorry for Michael J. Fox because the people who made that political commercial were using his disease, okay, to make a point.
Yes, I have shared that. I have shared that with our listeners.
And let me tell you something. I thought you were supposed to be sensitive about all groups. Hello, you there? It's okay for you to make fun of fat people and people going off prescription drugs who are being treated for it. Rush is being treated for prescription drug use, not illegal drug use.
He was illegally obtaining his prescription drugs. He was sending his maid out to get his 30 oxy. He was sending his maid out. He was, as Don Imus said, he was jacking his maid up to go out and buy dope for him. 30 oxycontins a day. He was doctor shopping. He is so lucky he's not in the pokey, broadcasting live from the pokey, Gigi.
You're hypocrites because you think it's okay to make fun of people, but when somebody else does it, you think it's horrible.
Well, wait a minute. You're calling me a hypocrite? Rush is the one who said that anybody who's a drug addict should be put away in jail for good. So I would presumably that would now include him as well, a man so sadly addicted that he compromised, he went deaf, and deafness is a result of too much OxyContin. It is reported that he was scarfing down 30 pills a day.
His show is more successful than yours, and it's on. He seems to be doing fine.
Well, Gigi, you called up. You know, you got all bit out of shape about what I said about Rush. You told us, you informed us that you were very, very informed, and you were going to tell me all the things that I didn't say, but instead you just want to call up, and you just want to bash me, Gigi. That's all you want to do because you can't make the case.
Let me finish my sentence.
Well, you know, I'm letting you finish your sentence, but I'm waiting for you to say something salient. I'm waiting for you to say something that's really worth our time. I'm waiting for you to make the case, so please be my guest.
I have actually agreed with you on some cases. I listen to a lot of talk radio. I don't even agree with everything Rush says. I'm a very informed person, and I just want you to know that you guys are hypocrites.
So you called up to call me names and to tell me what a very informed person you are, and when I ask you for the specifics of what we left out, you quote me something that I've already read to the audience and shared with them. Gigi, I encourage you to continue to be even better informed than you are now, and I do thank you for calling and listening. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Let's head over to Randy in SAC. Hi, Randy. You're live with Enid on AM 1320.
Yeah, hi. I'm with California for Disability Rights.
Yes.
And we're a nonprofit disability organization. We're a statewide organization.
Yes.
And it's disgusting, really, because he has...
What's disgusting?
It's a disability. And
what is it? What is a disability? Parkinson's?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it causes disabilities such as the shaking.
Yes.
And it causes... my partner, Dad, has Parkinson's disease. And he can hardly talk, and he can hardly walk.
Wow.
And he's been battling it for about 20 years now. And I didn't know anything about this until I heard this today. I didn't know that Rush said this. But he should really go to a senior citizen's home sometime and see the clients with Parkinson's. It'd make him cry. My partner's father can hardly walk, and he can hardly speak. He speaks in monosyllables. Now, they put him on some treatment. And he has to have 24/7 care. And Rush should also talk to some of the caregivers who have to take care of people with Parkinson's disease. It really would save something.
Randy, thank you so much for calling us. I really appreciate it. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Another Randy in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Randy.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
I listen to the Rush show, and I'm kind of a middle-of-the-roader. I catch your show, and I catch Rush's show. And one thing that is just kind of discouraging, I don't agree with a lot of what Rush says, but I do appreciate the intellect and the organization and the evidence he presents his points of view with. He played some tapes of Michael J. Fox admitting that he sometimes chooses to medicate or not medicate, depending on making a point, like he did in the Washington, D.C. testimony. I guess the issue here is, if he chose not to take his medication, do you want to know that? I mean, isn't that something that
he says he was on his medication?
Pardon?
He was on his medication, is what is being reported.
But
and that's the part of the
I've been listening to all this,
Randy. Well, you know what? Let me just suggest that you pick up the Washington Post or go online, because Michael Fox is reported to have been on his medication. And for those people who've called in to talk about Parkinson's, the medication itself is what often causes the tremors too.
And that makes sense. And like I said, I have no problem with Michael Fox presenting his point of view. I mean, this concept of someone being a shill. Well, anybody who enters...
Rush is the biggest... You know, let me tell you something. Randy, Rush is the biggest shill walking. That guy is nothing but an ambulatory shill for the Republican Party. And the fact that he's got to resort to attacking a guy with Parkinson's tells you that the Republicans are really running scared. I mean, how reprehensible is that, to beat up on somebody with Parkinson's and accuse them of faking a disease, a serious disease like that? When that got him a negative... uproar. Then he apologized and then resorted to attacking Michael Schill, Michael Fox for being a shill, number one, and number two, for being allowing himself to be exploited by Democrats.
Now, I understand, but I guess the question is this. People who enter the political arena, and this is really Rush's big point, you know, if someone enters the arena, don't fall back on your victim.
Well, then I think we ought to beat up Rush for being a junkie. That's what I think we ought to do, Randy. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Derek in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Enid. I was calling with a quick response to the super informed Gigi.
The very informed. She's very, very informed.
Yeah, she did bring up the point that Rush was trying to say he feels sorry for Michael for being used by these people who are pushing an agenda. But I feel that that's somewhat patronizing to Michael J. Fox, because he's doing this campaigning, he's doing this ad because he cares sincerely about what he sees as a treatment opportunity for a disease that paralyzes so many lives.
Oh, I think you said that very well. I think that you bring up a really good point that Michael J. Fox is so dumb he doesn't know how much he's being exploited.
Right. As if Michael was lured down to this studio to be filmed for an advertisement and having no clue what's going on. And I feel that's just as insulting to say that he's somehow manipulating himself to do something and then saying, well, he's just being manipulated by others.
Right. As though Mr. Manipulator, who is also being manipulated by the Republican Party and manipulating his listeners. You know, it's let me just use that phrase, and it just says it all. The thief who thinks everybody else is out to steal. The shill who thinks you are a shill.
Yeah.
That's all I need to say. Derek, I thank you. It's an excellent point that you've made. 349-1320, 866-620-6-1320. Jeff, you've been waiting for a while. You're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Enid. I've been listening to Rush since day one until we've got something else to listen to recently. And, you know, he used to just really, you know, everybody that was on drugs should go to Denmark or in jail, be deported from the country or go to jail. And every drug that we have in the country is, at one time or another, been a prescription drug. So everybody's a prescription drug addict.
Well, I don't know. Is cocaine a prescription drug?
Yeah, it used to be in Coca-Cola.
Well, it did, and you didn't need a prescription for it. You could just get it over the counter. Many women who were suffering from the vapors found great solace in the cocaine that was sold around the turn of the century as a nostrum for women's ailments.
Right.
Yeah,
and
that's
true. After they took it off the over-the-counter, it was a prescription drug for a long time. And so is heroin and heroin derivatives. They still have morphine as a derivative.
A derivative, but I don't know. Can you ever get a prescription for heroin? I'm not so sure. I don't think you can now.
No, you used to, though, because they purify it now to morphine, I guess. But in the old days, they used to have prescriptions for that. So, you know, technically everybody's prescription drug. But he didn't do that. He wasn't getting them legally. He says prescription drugs like he was taking a legal drug and he accidentally got addicted. And he was on open market. He came out here and was trying to get them from the talk show host. What's his name? that was on in the afternoon with him.
Who?
You know, the business guy on the other channel that used to be with Rush that takes over his show sometimes.
Who? Tom Sullivan?
Yeah, Tom Sullivan.
No, how do you know? No. Yeah, he takes over for Rush, but I don't think he had any involvement in Rush's drug jobs.
No. He said Rush came out here and asked him if he could get him some painkillers. He was all out.
Who said that?
Sullivan did on his radio
show. You heard him say that?
Sure. He said it right on his radio show that Rush, and then he knew Rush had a problem. He didn't get him any. He told him, I don't have any. I can't get you any. But
well, everybody apparently can get whatever they want online, and they don't even need a prescription. But I'm just going to tell you what Don Imus said about Rush. He said, Rush Limbaugh is a fat, draft-dodging drug addict, jacking his mate up, having her buy dope for him. That fat SOB, I mean, enough bad stuff can't happen to him. Thus spake Don Imus. I want to thank you for the call, Jeff. 349-1320, 866-620-6-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West and see if that fat cow, Rush Limbaugh, is still out in the roadway.
What if I told you that a very large semi carrying OxyContin wrecked right before the big fat cow? What would you say?
That big fat cow is probably right there snarfling it right up.
You would say, holy cow.
Holy cow.
Well, you know what? That hasn't happened. However, the cow has been taken care of. We got him out of the way. He's down 50 just west of Howe Avenue, though. We have a vehicle in the roadway. Southbound 99, just south of Sutterville Road, we have a disabled vehicle. And I just want to have all of you, I have three accidents that required blinkers that did not be used. I want to say, let's feel a zen moment for a minute. Become one with the blinker. It's a good idea. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Love Channel.
Hi, this is Randy Rosen. You're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. The only channel left.
it's not.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sam.
To understand it.
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was? It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You got all, you think you get all the answers to the, all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels. Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly. Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
Phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... New rule, no more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Left Channel.
The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
On the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7 o'clock. 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. If you're just joining us, Rush insulted Michael Fox and accused him of faking his Parkinson's symptoms yesterday for commercials he made on behalf of Democratic candidates who were supporting stem cell research against Republicans. Today, because the outcry was so huge against Rush, he apologized and then started to attack Michael J. Fox for being so stupid that he was allowing himself to be exploited by Democrats and shilling for the Democrats. This from Rush, who has made a career of shilling for the Republicans and is so hooked on drugs that, you know, you wonder if he knows what he's talking about. What are your thoughts about this? And at 349-1320, then we had people calling in saying they heard the whole thing and I'm unfair to Rush and I'm calling him names, and then they called me names. Ann in Folsom, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Enid. I almost came through my radio and wanted to strangle Gigi.
Gigi is the very informed Gigi.
Yes. Now, let's, on the topic of being informed, being well-informed expresses itself in how we convey information and how we behave. It doesn't make a statement to just scream and badger how well-informed you are. She never did make a point. Russia's addiction is a fact. It's not up for debate, discussion, or defense. It's a fact. I wonder what Gigi's addicted to. Either she needs to be on something, or she's on something because she sure is defensive.
She might be addicted to Rush.
Well, she sounds like she's in a rush or on a rush. I think she should go back to women's wrestling.
Roller derby. Roller derby. They beat each other over the head.
Yeah. That's about her level of information, expression, and education. I think she needs to stop listening to any kind of radio and just go take some pills.
Oh, Ann, you're so mean. Thank you. I appreciate it.
No, Enid, I'm not mean. Rush is he's an addict that has been so well known. There's nothing to defend or to debate. He is what he is. And on the subject of that, I think Lisa should stop referring to the cow because I think it's insulting to the cow. I should talk to the cow on the freeway.
Thank you, Ann. Appreciate your call. 349-1320-866, 626-1320. It opens up a line. Eva in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Eva.
Hi, Enid. I love that. Let's call them Rush addicts. That's what they are. They're Rush addicts.
Well, isn't Rush aptly named for somebody who's, here's a man who for the next 2 years has to pee in a cup, and I think he must be drinking it. That's all I can tell you.
Well, you know what I think is interesting about Gigi and all the well-informed Rush addicts is if they're so well-informed, why do they still think there's weapons of mass destruction and that Saddam Hussein attacked us on 9/11?
Because they think that they know the inside scoop and that we are among the unwashed and uninformed.
I agree. Well, I just wanted to tell you, I heard an interview earlier today with Claire McCaskill.
Yes, one of the people that Michael J. Fox was doing a commercial for.
Right, that he was doing the commercial for her there in Missouri. And she actually mentioned that Michael J. Fox contacted her. So he isn't being used. He actually contacted her and offered to do this for her campaign because he wants to live. He wants to have an opportunity to be cured and to live. He has a family. He has a career. You know, he wants to live. So nobody in the Democratic Party or anywhere else was taking advantage of him.
He has a political director, and apparently the reason he must have a political director is he wants to be involved in politics, and he wants to effect a cure for himself. Oh, sorry. And who could blame him for that? I thank you for the call. By the way, his father-in-law, you know, is married to Tracy Pollan. His father-in-law is an attorney who writes a ton of books. His father-in-law is always writing books. And his brother-in-law is Michael Pollan, who writes bestsellers. The Botany of Desire is one of them. He's got another bestseller out. And I think I just recently interviewed him on his new book. Oliver in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Oliver.
Hi, Enid. I just wanted to comment on the very well-informed Gigi and Rush Limbaugh.
Yes.
As far as any talk radio show, I encourage anybody to do what I do.
Yes.
When I start listening to a new talk show, I did this with Rush, I did this with Randy Rhodes, everybody I listen to now. I spend the first 2 months when I listen to them fact-checking every statement they make about somebody who's on the opposite side of the aisle. And when you come down to it, you then find out how much integrity they have and how they lie about somebody.
And what have you found out about Rush and what have you found out about Randy? And I assume you fact-checked me, too. And what'd you find?
Yeah. Well, you're still on my list to fact-check. I haven't...
Oh, you haven't gotten around to me yet. Uh-oh.
Good, though.
Oh, thank you. Well, we try. You know, sometimes I get it wrong, but when you're dealing with this... We're dealing with massive amounts of information here.
Oh, yeah.
But we really try to get it right. Even though we traffic in opinions here, we try to base our opinions on as many facts as possible.
Yeah, well, Rush, unfortunately, after about 3 months, I discovered he very, very rarely says the straight truth.
Oh, yeah, he and the truth are rather, they haven't been introduced to each other, I don't think. Oliver, we're going to have to take a break. I thank you very much for the call. Isn't that amazing? He fact-checks. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West, and we don't want to insult that cow that's already gone. My apologies to everyone who thought I offended the cow. And you know what? You're right. I did, poor cow.
Move.
Much.
You say move over.
No, thank you, Enid. You did it for me. Thank you very much. Marconi Avenue en route to northbound Cap City Freeway. We have a three-car crash. Northbound Cap City Freeway just south of Marconi. There's a three-car crash. Emergency vehicles are blocking the lane. Marconi's got it. Coming off the off-ramp of Marconi, we have another three-car crash. So you might want to get off. Let's see. Where could you get off? Maybe Arden or something? Off from Folsom Road at Beals Point. Southbound 99 just south of Sutterville Road. And eastbound 50 at Steel Meadows. We have car crashes all along there. Enid Live will continue. We are at 79 at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's what you've all been waiting for. The world famous
Enid Goldstein.
All right, let's see what you can do. Take it away.
On AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
The internet. It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive, massive tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because it got tangled up with all these things and going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal internet, that is you and me. You really get that right. Tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Talk to Enid now,
349-1320. 3:55 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays, Mondays through Fridays. On AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, are you doing your homework assignment? Are you telling 3 to 5 people every day that Enid Live exists from 3 to 7, that 1320, AM 1320 exists, that you can actually get talk radio that is compelling, we hope, we try. Oh, well, we're talking about Rush today, and we're talking about how he beat up Michael J. Fox yesterday by accusing him of faking his symptoms of Parkinson's in order, sympathy, I guess, for these Democratic candidates. And then when the outcry, when everybody was so disgusted by Rush's behavior, beating up on somebody who is obviously in physical distress, now Rush grudgingly apologizes and said, well, if he wasn't faking, he goes after Fox on the grounds of being exploited by the Democrats and shilling for them. And now it's one of you called in to say, but the candidates for whom Michael Fox was doing commercials said that Michael Fox called them. You know, if you're a candidate, I don't think you typically are calling people the caliber of Michael Fox. Not if you're running for some of these state offices. I would be very surprised. But it has been reported that Michael J. Fox does have a political director. So it means he wants to get involved in politics in some way, and very likely, if we are guessing from the outside, to probably push the whole area of stem cell research. And what better spokesperson can there be for that? I mean, here's somebody whom we've come to love for his acting, whom we have come to
ClickFunnelsChannel.com.
Iraq strategy gets some pre-election adjustments.
I know many Americans are not satisfied with the situation in Iraq. I'm not satisfied either.
They have dropped the rhetoric, but the policies are the same.
Gay activists welcome a ruling from New Jersey's highest court.
Today is, it's an historic day, and it is a wonderful day in New Jersey.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. On short notice this morning, President Bush held a news conference which he used to deliver a new pronouncement on Iraq. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller was there.
13 days before the midterm elections, Mr. Bush wanted to appear candid about Iraq.
There is tough fighting ahead. The road to victory will not be easy.
In fact, he declared himself to be among the many Americans not satisfied with the situation there.
If I did not think our mission in Iraq was vital to America's security, I'd bring our troops home tomorrow.
But he said Americans cannot allow their dissatisfaction to turn into disillusionment about the mission, and he's confident the U.S. will succeed.
As a matter of fact, my view is the only way we lose in Iraq is if we leave before the job is done.
And he made clear that won't happen on his watch. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
One political strategist who's close to the White House tells CBS News he's been flooded with angry calls from Republicans around the country who think the news conference was a big mistake. They want the president to keep a low profile till after the election. Democrats are public in their criticism. This is Michigan Senator Carl Levin.
Saying that we're going to set some timelines without real pressure on the Iraqis to meet those timelines is just simply more of the same stay-the-course policies that we've seen from this administration for the last 3 years.
The Iraqi government has not fallen into line.
I'm Cammy McCormick in Baghdad. Prime Minister Maliki has angrily denied there is a timetable for his government to reduce the violence here. The U.S. ambassador to Iraq yesterday gave a time frame of a year. But Maliki says this government represents the will of the people, and no one has the right to impose a timetable on it. He blamed the upcoming U.S. elections for the pressure. He also reacted angrily to a raid in Baghdad's Sadr City, saying it should not be repeated.
This month, U.S. death toll in Iraq is up to 93. Now this.
Walgreens has big news. They've teamed up with AARP with great new programs and offers for everyone 50 and over. To celebrate, AARP members who buy $10 worth of Walgreens brand items get a $10 gift card free. Not a member, but you love all that AARP has to offer? Walgreens has something for you, too. A free one-year membership, including their magazine, great benefits and programs. Offers end soon, but the benefits are just beginning. See Walgreens for details. Restrictions may apply.
I'm back. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing natural Ricola cough drop, you could win $1 million. And this year I'm also coming to one lucky listener's home. Register at RicolaUSA.com for clues and official rules. And remember,
I could be a woman.
No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game runs October 9th to November 18th.
Does anyone have a
Ricola?
New Jersey Supreme Court ruled today that same-sex couples are entitled to the same rights and benefits as married heterosexuals, but the court left it to the state legislature to decide whether gay couples should be allowed to marry or have something like a civil union. Gay activists like David Buckle of Lambda Legal welcome the ruling.
When it comes to equal protection in the state of New Jersey, lesbians and gay men stand with equal stature.
But Marcy Nicholson McFadden, who with her partner Karen was a plaintiff in this case, is not completely satisfied.
We want marriage. We deserve marriage. The court has said we deserve it. Anything less is still less than marriage.
Will they get it? CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
I think we're going to see a big political dogfight at the State House over what to call these unions, and I also think we're going to see a push to amend the state constitution to essentially get around this ruling. That has been a very popular and very successful tactic for opponents of same-sex marriage.
CBS News correspondent John Harchie reports the nation's benchmark interest rate is unchanged after the latest Federal Reserve meeting.
Fed policymakers voted to keep interest rates at 5.25%, the third straight meeting with no change after a couple years of increases. Along with the rate announcement, the Fed issued a statement saying economic growth has slowed, and going forward, the economy seems likely to expand at a moderate pace. In other words, the Fed is not worried about inflation right now. For business and consumer borrowers, look for steady interest rates.
The National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes declined for the sixth straight month in September, and median sale prices were down 2.5% from last year. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
taking the left lane all the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Five minutes after 4 o'clock. Welcome to hour two of the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7 on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. I want to remind you that tomorrow our guest in the 4 o'clock hour is best-selling author of blockbusters, Tess Gerritsen. Her new book, The Mephisto Club. She's an MD, but she writes medical thrillers now, and they all inevitably wind up on the bestseller list. And she's here because she's making an appearance on behalf of the Sacramento Bee Book Club, and we will have her here in studio at 4 o'clock. We'll have some books, I think, that we might get her to sign, and maybe we'll give them away. How will that be to kind of bribe you to listen? I think it'll be an interesting discussion with her because she's had an interesting background. I also want to remind you, I'll call Cena live or toll-free, 349-1320 or 866-620-61320. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. You can email me, Enid at kctc.com. I see all the emails. I can't respond to all of them, so please forgive me for that. There are now too many to respond to, but I do see them all, and they do. I see everything that you write, so the big guy sees it all. Well, the big guy is about to meet another big guy, somebody who might unseat the entrenched Richard Pombo, Jerry McNerney. He has a very good shot, rather the same as Charlie Doolittle in Congressional District 4. Jerry is running, I believe, in Congressional District number 11. Jerry McNerney, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, Enid, and I'm going to defeat Richard Pombo. It's no maybe about it.
Well, we are all wishing you well. It's a hotly contested battle. It is a highly watched battle. Give us a sense of your background. I know you have a doctorate.
Right, I have a math PhD, and I've spent my career developing the wind energy technology that you see in Altamont Pass, around California, and around the country.
Okay.
So I want to take that expertise and passion to Congress and help break our dependence on foreign oil.
Well, it would seem to me that it would be helpful to be, as a politician, to have a major in wind. I mean, this will be very.
Sure,
you have a doctorate. You have a doctorate in wind, and I think you're going to need this. All right. So, talk to me about what possesses you. So, here you are. You are a doctorate. You ran, I think, in 2004 against Pombo.
That's right.
You had barely one signature over the minimum that you needed in order to do it. He won by 60 something to your 30 or 40 something percent.
That's right.
Okay.
Well,
so now that ends, and you decide you're going to go at it again. Why?
Well, I just think the country's going in the wrong direction. I was in a strong position after the 2004 election. We actually got almost 40%. That was one of the top 20 challengers in the country for Congress. And there's still a passion out there. People want to change. My background is still relevant. In fact, more relevant than ever. We've been organizing. We have labor behind us. The grassroots are absolutely on fire in this race. We have name recognition from 2004. Let's go ahead and finish the job.
Well, I think this is great. I think it's really tough to be a candidate because you're, particularly now as you're getting into the stretch, it's being reported that Pombo is ducking all interviews. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think he's having a hard time answering a lot of the questions. I tell you, it's a great experience running for Congress. It's great meeting the people. I love it. And if you don't love that, if you don't like meeting people, if you don't like answering questions and the back and forth of politics, you shouldn't be in it.
I'm sure that's true. So Pombo is ducking interviews. You would think that he would want to get as much publicity for himself, but is he just riding on the fact that his campaign has lots more money coming into it than yours does?
Well, he already has pretty good name recognition, so he doesn't need too much more of that. And associated with that name recognition is corruption and ineffectiveness, the failed policies of the Bush administration that he's been lockstep with. So he's got a lot to answer for, difficult questions. And then you're right, he's bringing a lot of money. They bring in hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars, and they're using that to attack me, to suppress the voter turnout. So I can see why he doesn't want to meet.
How is he trying to suppress the voter turnout? By the way, if you're just joining us, my guest, Jerry McNerney, who is running a really tough campaign against Pombo, I think you're the strongest challenger he's ever had, aren't you?
That's right.
What is your polling? What does the polling show?
Well, the polling shows that we are really right neck and neck. Some polls show me 1 or 2 points ahead, some 1 or 2 points behind.
But statistically,
margin of error.
Yeah, statistically, it's a dead heat.
That's right. We're right neck and neck.
And he has a lot more money than you do.
He has more money, Enid, but we have the people. We have the grassroots. We have labor. People feel a passion for this, and they're out there doing everything they can to help me. It's quite humbling to see how much people have come forth, how many people have come forth and worked, and they're working very hard.
So if people want to volunteer money or time, how can they do that on your campaign?
Well, we have a great website. It's just www.jerrymcnerney.org.
Let's spell it. JerryMcNerney.com.
That's right.
Okay, Jerry.
.org.
Dot what?
.org.
Oh, .org. Okay. So www.jerrymcnerney.org.
That's right. And well, you can volunteer. You can give us your comments. You can donate. And there's a ton of information on there about the race, about my positions, about the volunteer opportunities, and it's a great website.
Well, what we do know is that this comes. It was expected that Pombo would have an easy ride to reelection in the beginning.
Well, they thought so, and you know, when I got in, it just looked like such a mountain to climb. But you know, I had faith, and I kept my shoulders up, and we just kept charging forward. And now we find ourselves in a really competitive position.
Well, I think this is really delicious. Are you getting money from the Democratic Party?
Oh yeah,
the party is giving you some money because it took Charlie Brown quite a while to get some money from them.
Well, they've given me what is legally the limit, both in terms of direct cash, in terms of paying for direct mail, and now they're going out for some independent expenditures on advertising on TV. So they're doing everything they can too.
Okay, and what about, I see that Phil Angelides is going to be campaigning on behalf of Phil Howard Dean in Los Angeles this week, also Barack Obama. Can you get any of those kinds of names to help you stump?
Well, I know that Senator Obama is going to be here in the Bay Area, and I might have a chance to meet with him for a short while for a press opportunity. We're having a great event on Sunday night in San Ramon. I think some of the Congress members are going to show up for that. So we're taking advantage of that. Senator Boxer came out for me about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
We had an event with Gavin Newsom and several members from the Assembly. So, yeah, I'm getting all the support I need, really.
Pombo is, along with Doolittle, on the list of the most corrupt congressmen in America. It would be, we're hoping in Doolittle's case by a miracle, a Department of Justice indictment comes down right, you know, a couple of days before the election. But that probably won't happen. And I know that Pombo has met, he denied that he had ever met with Abramoff, but it comes out that he has. Are there other things that you think are going to come out that might be able to tilt the race in your direction?
I'm not looking for anything to come out in the last 2 weeks, Enid. We're just going on the strength of our campaign and the strength of the corruption that's already been released. I mean, he was, along with Doolittle, one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress, and now three of those members are gone for corruption, so there's only 10 in the list. So people are well aware of that. They're well aware of the corruption. Our district has very little help from the federal government. We have high unemployment. Air quality is horrible. The levees are a disgrace. I mean, we need some federal work out here. We need somebody in Washington that's going to make that happen.
How do you persuade the hardcore Republicans who are in love with Pombo, and regardless of what he hasn't done for the district, are intent on voting for him? Is there any way to even reach those people? We can't do it here on talk radio. Maybe you have the magic pill in politics, but do you have a Republicans for McNerney, like Charlie Brown has Republicans for Charlie Brown organization?
Oh, of course, there's Republicans for McNerney, but really it's just about talking to people about issues that matter. We're talking about creating jobs in our district.
Yeah, but people, I don't think people make, they don't always make these decisions on rational grounds. They say they do, but it's often quite emotional. They fall in love with a candidate. And if they're in love with Pombo, it doesn't matter that he hasn't done anything but screw them. They're going to still vote for Pombo, or they think that they are Republicans deep, through and through, and so they can't bear to vote for somebody who isn't. I mean, I think we see it in talk radio. If I asked you the question, Jerry McNerney, what would we be surprised to know about what it is like to run for Congress? What would you tell us?
Well, I would say that it's just the excitement of it, just getting to meet so many different people and learning to banter back and forth and take the hits. And it's just almost like being a bipolar person. You have ups and downs, and it's a great experience. That's what I can tell you. And the opportunity to be able to change, to help change the direction of the country, to bring jobs to the district, I mean, it's just very exciting to me.
Okay, so what happens on election? First of all, do you have any confidence in a race this tight that you can trust? You have a lot of e-voting in the district? Do you have the requisite confidence that you can trust the e-voting machines to give you an honest tally?
Well, we're doing everything we can. We have a team of people that's experienced. They're in touch and working with the registrars of voters. And we're just doing everything we can. And we've made sure that, to the best of our ability, that the voter registration has gone well, that voters haven't been kicked out of the system, and we'll have people on the sites the day of the election. So we're basically doing everything we can. Only one district has e-voting machines. The other three are going to be using paper.
Okay. So you have people who are, you have looked at the rolls so that people haven't been unfairly purged as they have, say, in Ohio?
That's right.
Where has been a real controversy?
That's right. We've been on top of that for the last 2 months, and so we're confident that that's being handled properly with the registrars. And the voting machines have been checked out. We looked at the reports. We're ready to go.
What would you like our listeners to know, besides how they can help you? We would like to see you win. We'd like to see you take Pombo down, and we would like to see a return in the district to somebody who cares about the district and that would be committed to doing the right things by the district. But what can we do, and what thought do you want to leave us with?
Well, take a look at our website at www.jerrymcnerney.org, and there's plenty of opportunities to volunteer. Sacramento's only an hour away from the district. We need people out here to help us walk precincts and to help us get out the vote on election day. Those would be terrific help.
So you need people to volunteer time and money.
That's right.
That would be helpful to you. JerryMcNerney.org is the way they can do that. Is there a number that they can call?
Sure. We have an office in here in Stockton.
Okay.
It's 209-478-5... 4691.
Okay, let's have it again.
5641.
Okay, so this is how we can help you, by calling or by going to the website. If I were, you know, I probably shouldn't ask you this, but if it doesn't go the right way, or if it's a dead, you know, if it's a dead heat, what happens?
Well, we'll hang in there. I mean, I'm not about to call a decision on this race until I'm satisfied that it's over. So we'll be hanging in there. We have a great party planned for the night of the election.
We have somebody who wants to ask you a question, Jerry, so let's head over to Sacramento.
Sure.
And to Karen. Karen, hi, you're live with Jerry McNerney and with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Jerry. I'm a big supporter of yours. I found out about your campaign from a friend who lived in your area, and I am now currently a volunteer, and I just wanted to be sure you know.
I'm sorry, I can't hear.
Know that people in Sacramento can call for your campaign from their home. You don't have to travel to Stockton or to Pleasanton or any of those other...
Jerry, can you hear what she's saying?
I couldn't hear the question. I'm sorry.
Well, she is saying, and I don't know why, I think, Karen, you need to talk right into your phone. I'll hold it right close to your mouth. What she is saying is people don't even have to travel to Stockton in order to help your campaign. They can make phone calls from their own homes.
That's right. We have a provision on the website. There's a little icon of a cell phone, and if you press that, it'll tell you how to sign up and pick up some numbers that you can call right from your house, and that'll make a big difference, too.
Karen, I'm really glad you called in with that information. Thanks for doing it. And Jerry, thank you so much for joining us today. We hope that you win. We are wishing you all the best. And as more information develops, if there's anything that you want us to know and want our audience to know, I hope you'll let us know.
Okay.
And keep us posted.
Thank you very much, Ian. It's a pleasure to be on here, and I love your show.
Thank you so much, Jerry. And we want to see you take down Pombo. We want to see you go to Washington. Mr. McNerney goes to Washington. That would be very nice. Thank you, Jerry.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, we have some traffic hazards going on, especially southbound 99 right there by Fruit Ridge Road. 3- and 4-car crashes. And my goal for this week is for everyone, when they get on southbound 99, just to kind of slow down 2 or 3 car lengths behind. I'm going to see if we can actually make it through next week without a car accident on southbound 99. This is my dream. Elk Grove Florin Road at Vintage Park, we have a 2-car crash. And southbound 99, just south of eastbound Florin Road, we have another 2-car crash. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
The conversation just got smarter. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The LA City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions of folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New rule. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. Live live and local. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, you're just joining us. You've missed Jerry McNerney, the Chronicle today, talked about how Pombo, once expected to cruise to re-election after easily subduing a primary challenge, now finds his House seat threatened by the Democratic wave that seems to be building across the country. Analysts say that the contest for Pombo's district, which includes much of San Joaquin County, parts of three Bay Area counties, has tightened, and National Democrats announced that they have purchased TV time for their first ads opposing Pombo, who is chair of the House Resources Committee. It's become clear that this race is close and that it's more than just about the district. It's become nationalized, said a political science professor. One of the best indicators of that, he said, is that money is pouring into the contest. When the campaign ends, a race between Pombo and Jerry McNerney, who is a Pleasanton wind energy consultant, is expected to have cost upward of $10 million, making it one of the priciest congressional battles ever in California, according to campaign strategists. So it looks like McNerney has a really good shot at this, and you would be wise to try to help him, just like Charlie Brown's got a great shot at it as well. 349-1320-866-620-613-20. Rob in SAC, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Rob.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I really like your show.
Thank you.
Listen, I wanted to thank you for taking the time to have McNerney on. It's my impression that he has a better shot at taking out Pombo than does Brown taking out Doolittle. And I know that you spent a lot of time on the Charlie Brown.
You may be right about that. I mean, I hope that's not right. I really hope it's not right. But when I saw these ads or these polls that have Brown trailing by 10 points, 8 points, I was sort of disheartened, but we continue to support him, and we continue to hope those polls are not correct. And we continue to hope that there's a real Democratic sweep on Election Day. And publications like Barron's is reporting that there might not be, so I don't know. You don't know if you're going to get an honest count either.
Yeah, well, I'm hopeful that Charlie will be successful as well, but the demographics in the 11th Congressional District, I think, is more opportune than the one in the...
Well, he's got some Bay Area demographics in there, some Bay Area, you know, constituents, and it's not as heavily... Charlie's district, the fourth, is the reddest district, we think, in California.
Yeah.
And deliberately gerrymandered to be the reddest district.
Yeah. I travel a lot up and down the valley, and I know that I can reach Air America and your station, 1320, all the way past Stockton, so it takes in a good chunk of McNerney's San Joaquin County... So keep it up. I'm glad you had him on.
Oh, thanks a lot, Rob. I appreciate your call. 349-1320-866-620-613-20. Paul in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Paul.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Great. Okay, I wanted to follow up on the call. You remember the gentleman called before, and he talked about fact-checking Rush and all that? In response, because you had a couple of people call in, and one guy actually said, well, at least Rush gives you great evidence and all this. First of all, the fact is, if Rush says that so-and-so said XYZ on Tim Russert this weekend, you really, really need to go to Tim Russert and see, because odds are, and I mean way, way against the fact that he even said any such thing.
You know what? If you ask Rush what time it is, you got to get a second opinion when he gives you an answer.
Right. Let me give you a shortcut to doing this, but because it probably sounds tedious to a lot of people to fact check, but one shortcut to fact check any right winger is to you go to MediaMatters.org. That's David Brock's website, and he'll give you instances where they just outright lied or twisted the truth or made a story sound like it was supposed to say one thing when it was really saying the other.
That's right, and that people don't question them on it. And one of the allegations being made today is that media outlets like CNN, et cetera, are running a lot of Republican ads, not the ones that are paid for, but using them as takeoffs from news stories and not doing the same for the Democrats.
Right. Well, you know, we had this real extreme incident this summer when Rush quoted Congressman Dingell as saying that he didn't have any problem with Hezbollah or what they were doing. And he actually cut and pasted a statement that he had made on TV that weekend to say, oh, no, I don't have any problem with them, where in fact he was actually expressing extreme disappointment with
Well, let me tell you something about, let me just tell you something about Rush. On the issues that that I am up to speed on, that I hear him talking about, I hear such distortions that I wonder if he and I are inhabiting the same universe. And you know, since he's flying so high on that OxyContin, we probably are not. Paul, I thank you very much for the call, and thanks for reminding us about Media Matters. 349-1320-866-626-1320, Bill in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Bill.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
I'm doing great. You know, one of my questions is that really I don't trust the polls. You know, I think a lot of the stuff that comes out of the mainstream media is that, you know, I'm against you guys, but, you know, I'm sure you're nice. But, you know, I think you're anticipating things that ain't going to happen.
Wait a minute, you're against what, guys?
Pardon me? You know, because you're Democrat and I'm Republican.
You're Republican.
Yes.
So you believe, what do you think is going to, what are you going to think is going to happen in the election, in the midterm?
What I think is going to happen is the Republicans are going to win and they're going to retain Congress, both, you know, both the Senate and the House of Representatives. And what's going to happen is you can assume that something has happened with, you know, as I hear, with, you know, electronic voting, and it's just...
Bill, we're having a hard time. Bill, we're having a hard time hearing you. If you could speak up and speak into your phone.
Oh, I'm speaking into my phone. What I think is that you're anticipating, based on polls that always change, they get closer and closer. And this has been going on for years.
And why is it now, so which are you in Doolittle's district or Pombo's district or neither?
Pardon me?
Are you in Doolittle's district or Pombo's district or neither district?
Well, you know, actually I'm in Doolittle's, but my mom lives in Pombo's district.
So who are you going to go for?
Well, basically, I'm going to go for, you know, Doolittle because I live in his district.
Well, why you could go for Charlie Brown.
Well, because, you know, in all honesty, because I don't trust him.
You don't trust him because why? How is it that you don't trust Charlie Brown when Doolittle is on the list of the most corrupt congressmen in America? I don't get that.
Well, you know, on the other hand, you know, I don't, you know, because I
not on the other hand. Just answer the question. You're saying that you don't trust Charlie Brown when it is Doolittle who is on the list of the most corrupt congressman in America. He's being investigated by the Department of Justice. His wife rakes in 15%, which is unethical, according to the Campaign Fundraisers Association.
Okay, in all honesty, I don't know why you're twisting the conversation we originally had. The original question.
But I'm asking you why you're going to vote for Doolittle, because I am mystified. You didn't think Charlie Brown was honest, but Doolittle is corrupt, and he's being investigated by the Department of Justice in the Jack Abramoff scandal.
So I guess what you're going to do is cut me off because you don't...
Well, no, I want you to tell me why you're going to vote for a man that you don't think... You think he's honest, and you think Charlie Brown is dishonest, but the guy you think is honest, Doolittle, is actually one of the most corrupt congressmen in America.
We're not going to have a two-person conversation.
Well, we would if you could justify your vote, but apparently you're not able to. I'd love to hear your reasoning in case there is any.
Actually, my wife is sitting there watching and laughing as I talk to you. But in all honesty, the original...
Anybody who says, in all honesty, as often as you do, anytime people say, frankly, and in all honesty, it means they're about to not tell you the truth. So, Bill, how is it that you're calling Charlie Brown dishonest when the guy you want to vote for, Doolittle, is one of the most dishonest men in America?
The point I was making is that I think when, you know, the Republicans win...
You cannot make the case, and you're a Republican. You cannot make the case. You're a Republican. You're going to go for Doolittle. And I don't get why a Republican thinks Doolittle is honest when he is on all the lists of corrupt congressmen, and a guy like Charlie Brown is thought to be dishonest. I mean, you know, up is down and down is up. 349-1320-866-626-1320. He believes that the Republicans will win in the election, and they might. I mean, I really don't know. We're getting all sides of the reporting. Everybody's looking at the tea leaves. Everybody's going by the polls. Barron's says that they've analyzed, Barron's a business magazine, says that they have analyzed the data, and Republicans are going to hang on to both the Senate and Congress. That's what they are saying. Also, I just got this from the Phil Angelides campaign. Here it is. Phil is going to spend election night in his hometown of Sacramento. The Angelides for Governor campaign, oh, it's going to be, we're black, oh, God, is going to hold its election night party or wake for volunteers and supporters in the Grand Nave, is that the way to pronounce it, or Nave, Nave room at the Sheraton Grand Hotel in Sacramento. So any media planning to attend, we have to get our media credentials, but it's going to be in the ballroom of the Sheraton Grand Hotel. This is the election night in Sacramento, and you know, I hope that Phil wins the election. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Mike in Sac, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Enid, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on that last caller. I think he pretty much represents the mindset of your average Republican voter up in Placer County. I think Doolittle could walk into their living room and steal their widescreen TV set right out from under their nose, and they'd still go out and vote for him.
That's it. He says Charlie Brown's dishonest. I said, wait a minute, explain this to me. How do you regard Charlie as dishonest when Doolittle is one of the most corrupt congressmen in America, as is Pombo? How is it that you can justify the vote? And he couldn't make the case. He says, oh, you're going to cut me off. Oh, he said, that isn't what I really called to talk about. I called to talk about the polls. I said, but explain to me your thinking. I must have asked the question 85 times, and I could not get an answer.
That's because you asked him a logical question, and his response doesn't have anything whatsoever to do with logic. It's all based on emotion. It's almost like a sports fan. You know, you ask him, like, who's your favorite team? And it doesn't matter if that team has been whiffing it for the last 18 innings. They still are going to tell you that that's their team, and you're never going to move them off that position. So the only hope we have is that enough people have had enough where they say, hey, we don't care what the polls say. We're going to get out there and vote, even if it's the first time we've voted in the last 20 years, we've had enough.
Mike, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, Kevin in Fair Oaks. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going well, thank you.
You know, that caller that you had, the Republican guy, it just makes me kind of sick to my stomach to think that the only reason why he doesn't trust Charlie is because he's a Democrat. And, you know, if this country has to go through another Republican Congress, we're going to have a mess, is my honest feelings about it. But it's just, you know, it's like the way the wind blows for those people. And, you know, he's a Republican, so I'm going to vote Republican. If he's a Democrat, he's not trustworthy, and it's just sad. It's sad.
It really is. I agree with you. Thank you for calling. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Nick in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Nick.
Good afternoon, Enid.
Welcome.
Hello.
Are you there? Nope. I guess we lost Nick. Okay. Well, then I think it's a good time to... all right. Let's talk to Jim. Jim in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jim.
Hey, you know what's going on?
Lots. Tell me what's on your mind.
Hey, you know, I was talking about that clown who was talking about Doolittle.
Yes.
You know, the one thing I have to say that about this, though, is I'm a Democrat, too. I don't know who's going to win the election. Nobody does. But you know what? It wouldn't surprise me if the Democrats lost.
Because?
You know, they just don't seem to have their act together. Not saying the Republicans do either, but it wouldn't surprise me. And if they blow this election,
you better buy a ticket to Canada, is what I'm thinking.
You know, I'm thinking or Australia.
Jim, I thank you for the call. Nick is back with us. Hi, Nick, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, listen, first of all, I want to say I'm a Republican. I'm registered as a Republican, and I'm pretty conservative in my views. But I still listen to your show because I try and appreciate both sides of arguments. And, matter of fact, this voting cycle, I don't really plan on voting one way or the other. I don't say that I'm going to strictly vote Republican just for the sake of sticking to my party. But I do want to say that one race I have been following, I haven't really been following the Charlie Brown and John Doolittle races, the race for Attorney General with Chuck Kuchigian and Jerry Brown. And I, you know, as a gun owner, and I remember listening to one of your shows a couple weeks ago on the topic of gun control, and I was going to call in, my phone was dead, but I really think that I can't say that I like Jerry Brown's position on gun control, because, you know, everybody who wants free speech and wants freedom of religion and everything like that, generally speaking, the liberals who want those things attack gun control, when the fact of the matter is, just like all those other rights, it is a constitutional right.
All right, so tell me, but I'm not following what your point is. You're calling to tell me what?
Oh, well, the reason I was calling is I kind of wanted to get your feelings on, I mean, do you think Chuck Kuchigian is corrupt like you do John?
I haven't really followed the Kuchigian race, and he's toast. Chuck Kuchigian doesn't have a chance. Jerry Brown will win that race by quite a lot. So I don't even think it's, so I haven't spent a whole lot of time. I happen to like Jerry Brown for a lot of reasons, and I'll tell you the reasons I like him. I like him because I've worked with him. Oh, I think we've lost him. I work with him doing talk radio, so I know him a little bit. But the reason I also like him is he's of an old style politician that we don't see anymore. The newer politicians are all focus group directed. They don't know what they think until they take a focus group to figure it out. Jerry Brown is what you call, and the LA Times just did a piece on this, an inner directed politician. He's a guy, you know, he went off to a Zen. He studied in the seminary. Remember that? He also studied Zen for a while. I mean, didn't he work in an orphanage for Mother Teresa? He was governor at a very young age. He's got ideas, and he has an inner direction. And, you know, Jerry Brown marches to his own drummer. He wants to accomplish good things. He will think out of the box to do it. And God bless him. I think we need more out-of-the-box thinkers and fewer people directed by opinion polls. So those are my thoughts about Jerry Brown. And Kuchigian's toast, so forget it. Your next attorney general will be Jerry Brown, a post that his father occupied. So he has occupied a couple of posts that his dad occupied, governor, and now I think it looks like attorney general by a pretty good margin. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. And from the left it is. I love that. It makes me feel good after all these phone calls. Eastbound 50 just west of Man Love, we have a vehicle on the right-hand side. Northbound 99 just south of Laguna Boulevard. We had a three-car crash over there. Northbound 99 just south of Fruit Ridge Road. Two-car crashes stopping down. And, in fact, you know what? I'd be interested in a phone call from someone that has to be traveling, that happens to be traveling southbound 99. Call 349-1320 and give me a little update. I would like that. I want to know how it really, really does look over there. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The people have spoken. It's radio in the left zone. You're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Halls Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th. At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpots. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Left Channel.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Talk to Enid now,
349-1320. 446 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. Oh, this is the day when it's all downhill and getting closer and closer to the weekend. We're talking politics. We're talking Rush making those horrible comments about Michael J. Fox, then recanting today, apologizing, and then going after Fox again, suggesting that he's being manipulated by Democrats, being exploited by them, and that he's shilling for Democrats, like Rush is not shilling for Republicans. Also, if you're just joining us, we've been talking with Jerry McNerney, who has a very good chance of unseating Richard Pombo. So if you can help him, please do it. He needs your money. He needs your time. If you can volunteer anything, help that man, because he has a very good opportunity here, just like we want you to help Charlie Brown as well. We had a Republican calling in who believes that Charlie Brown's dishonest. He's going to vote for Doolittle. And when I said, why are you going to do that? Because Doolittle is one of the most corrupt congressmen in America. He kept switching the subject. He kept moving the subject back to why he really called, which was about polls. So those are some of the things that we are talking about, and there is more. There's lots more to talk about. 349-1320, we're going to get there as well. Same-sex marriage, legal in New Jersey. We have to talk about it. Ernest in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Ernest.
Hi, Enid. I'm a longtime listener, and I really love your program. I just want to say that...
Is this the first time you've ever called?
No, I've called before.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to say that the Democrat that called and said, you know, that he felt the Republicans were going to possibly win this election, it just really irked me, because it's like such a defeatist attitude, and I'm really tired of it. I think that's not the way that we're going to move things forward, you know. And I'm listening to this Republican who calls, and I mean, I heard you several times ask him, you know, can you just tell me why you're going to vote for this corrupt politician? And then when I hear a Democrat call and say we're going to lose, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Well, take a number, Ernest, is all I can say. I thank you for the call. 349-1320. Laura, thank you for being so patient. Calling from Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Enid. First time caller, so I'm really nervous.
Oh, we're delighted that you're good. Welcome. Yeah, that's all right. That's right. You get a first time caller kiss.
Okay. I just wanted to tell you, I stream Al Franken in the morning at work, so I'm not sure with all my facts. But what I did get is David Brock was talking about that Barron's poll this morning, and what he did say is that Barron's, they usually use like three or four different criteria, and because they didn't like how it was coming out, that they went down to one criteria, and that criteria was just money left. And so that got them the results that they wanted, so that's what they went with. So I don't know how good or how accurate that Barron's poll is. And also, I just wanted to give you a shout-out that I'm a Republican for Charlie Brown, and go Charlie.
Oh, Laura, that is just great. Now, do you think you're in the district. You're in Charlie's district.
Yes.
Okay, well, I have the Barron stuff a couple of days ago, and I don't know if I held on to it or if I tossed it, but I'm going to go look for it again and see, and I'll go to Media Matters, because that's where David Brock, who was a conservative, he's the one who thought up the term for Anita Hill, a little bit nutty, a little bit slutty, and it's ruined her life, you know. He's since recanted. That was the Katharine Hepburn snort that you heard. And Laura, let me. So, are you talking up Charlie? Do you think you have a lot of company in the district? Because here's what people are. We were all really chagrined to see that poll that said that Charlie was trailing by anywhere from 8 to 10 points. There were two different polls. Are you getting a sense in the district? Are you talking to other Republicans? Are you getting some sense that maybe those polls aren't so accurate?
Well, if you go by signs, but I don't know about that. I know when I wear my Republican for Charlie Brown T-shirt around here, I get some strange looks, but hopefully the signs are a good reading on it.
Well, we are delighted, and thank you for calling, for being a first-time caller, and we hope it's not the last time you call.
Okay,
thanks Laura. So you did a great job. 349-1320, Rick in Grass Valley. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Rick.
Oh, hi, Enid. I'm calling because I think that, I'm first-time caller also.
Well, all right.
Very good.
Okay, I didn't do too well. That's our way of de-virginizing you. You're not an Eden Live virgin anymore, but go ahead.
That's right. At any rate, I was thinking that one of these presidential Democratic candidates should run on the issue of time limit for congressmen. Because we can't get either the Republicans or the Democrat congressmen to vote on this stupid thing. And
you think they want to vote themselves out of office? I don't think so.
I know, but...
they got a job. It's a job for life, they hope.
But if a presidential candidate came out in favor of it and said that he was going to push it, I think that...
There's an upside and a downside to it, and we're seeing it in California in the legislature. We're seeing the fact that people are termed out. People, you know, just when you start to get a grasp, it takes a while to get a grasp of it, of what it takes, and just by the time you get affluent and you have a grasp of it, you're termed out. So, and then there's not the institutional memory that there once was. So there is, you know, there's an upside and a downside to term limits. But okay, well, your voice is registered, and we hope you call us again.
We love your show.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you very much. 349-1320, 866-620, 613-20. Don in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Don.
You know, the thing is, I understand the idea of a little pessimism with the Democrats. We've been cheated out of a lot of elections lately, but that is not a reason to think we're going to lose. We have to use that as the thing that fuels the fire that gets out everybody. If you know somebody that's not going to vote, drag them to the polls.
Drag them to the polls. That's right. Give them a ride.
And if, God forbid, the day after something happens where somehow we've been cheated again, at least in Charlie Brown's case, I will say we have the moral victory here.
Well, moral victory, you demand a recount.
I would. I mean, this, you know, and again, heavily, you know, Republican. Nobody ever thought Doolittle would ever be challenged. The fact that he's done what he's done and the kind of campaign that he's run, pointing out the facts about Doolittle, you know, and all the bad.
Here's what I think.
I mean, well, because the thing is, if you look at how Doolittle responded, he responded with smears.
Well, he didn't have. He had no response. The man is completely corrupt. The man is bankrupt except in his wallet. But let me just say this. If it doesn't work out for Charlie, here's a scenario that I can envision. Just like McNerney, it didn't work out for him, and now he's about to topple Pombo. In the first time he challenged Pombo, he lost, and now he might very well win. In the case of Doolittle, we hope that Charlie takes him down, but if he doesn't, it's very possible that the Department of Justice will take down Doolittle, and Charlie Brown will be very well positioned to step into it.
That definitely. I mean, the thing that really upsets me is Charlie is running a campaign where he shows the corruption, the things that Doolittle has done or not done, you know, where he's done some really slimy
things. He has, and that's why Doolittle's in his hidey hole. But you know, we're going to have to say goodbye to each other, Don. We have to take a break now, and I thank you very much for the call. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you so much, Enid. Well, our slow South End 99 has gotten even slower. Just past Florin Road, we have another three-car crash. So that makes Fruit Ridge Road, Florin Road, Sheldon Road, Laguna Boulevard, and Elk Grove Boulevard. 3, 4, and 5-car crashes along the way. And that Zen and become one with the blinker thing is very important because it was people merging into the right lane that the accidents did occur. So let's try that for today. It's my goal. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
The truth, according to Enid, will set you free. Call her now at 349-1320.
Hi, Mr. Now, Bill Short.
About gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the 3 blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence. Great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Halls Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it,
Mitch Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was? It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You got all, you think you got all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Tourists, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott! It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Live and local, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
WTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. President Bush was both sober and optimistic at his news conference today. He acknowledged the violence and the rising American death toll in Iraq.
The events of the past month have been a serious concern to me and a serious concern to the American people.
But while he drops the mantra, stay the course, Mr. Bush insisted perseverance will pay off.
We're winning and we will win. Unless we leave before the job is done.
The president said U.S. military leaders are changing tactics, but today, when Iraqi special forces backed by American advisors tried to capture a militia commander in Baghdad's Sadr City area, Prime Minister al-Maliki disavowed the raid and said he hadn't been consulted. And al-Maliki said he's not much concerned about the Bush administration's talk of timelines, saying that's a result of the ongoing election campaign. Democratic Congressman John Murtha says Iraq's leaders are not reliable partners.
They'll let us go on forever. They have no control. The Iraqi government is a government inside the green zone who never goes outside and has no control outside the green zone at all.
While ruling that homosexuals should have the same rights and benefits as heterosexuals, New Jersey Supreme Court leaves it to the legislature to decide the issue of gay marriage. State Senator Gerald Cardinale has strong views on this.
Marriage is sort of a building block of our civilization, and to change that, to tinker with that, should not be done by seven lawyers who happen to have been appointed to a court. It should be done by the people.
To those who say gay marriage threatens the family, David Buckle of Lambda Legal points to the experience in Massachusetts.
Thousands of couples got married, same-sex couples, and a lot of families were helped, and no families were hurt. That's what we've learned in this 3 years. No families were hurt.
CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato reports on new research that says most lung cancers can be cured if they're caught in time.
When researcher Claudia Henschke tried recruiting people with a lung cancer risk for a study using CT scans,
they said, why should I get screened? Because if I find it, then I'm dead within a year and a half.
This study in the New England Journal of Medicine actually discovered the opposite, that when CT scans detect lung tumors early and patients have surgery, 92% of them survive at least 10 years.
So there is hope.
Before CT lung cancer scans become as common as mammograms for breast cancer, high-risk patients will have to be identified and standards set. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
The Fed, for the third time in a row, leaves interest rates unchanged. After meeting today, the Open Market Committee said the economy seems likely to expand at a moderate pace, meaning growth without too much inflation. On Wall Street, another record, the Dow up 6 points to close at 12,134. The Nasdaq was 11 points higher at 2356. And the price of oil was sharply higher today, up more than $2 to $61.40 a barrel. This is CBS News.
Tiger Balm presents football superstar Jerry Rice.
Foxtrot. I can't believe I'm dancing with Jerry Rice.
I can't believe dancing is as hard as playing wide receiver.
Tango.
I'm
sorry.
You okay?
Yeah, how do you manage all the aches and pain?
Tiger Balm.
Really?
Tiger Balm works fast and lasts a long time.
Samba. Oh, sorry, I'm such a klutz.
Maybe we should stop.
No, just get me some Tiger Balm.
You sure?
Just give me the Tiger Balm.
If you suffer from aches and pains, go for the balm. Tiger Balm. Now in a convenient, easy-to-apply patch. At drugstores, mass discount stores, supermarkets, and health food stores everywhere.
Peace of mind. We all want it, but where do you find it? And when you do find it, how long does it last? At New York Life, peace of mind starts with a promise and lasts a lifetime. The promise to pay a claim when you need it, even if that day is 30 or 40 years from now. It's why New York Life is built on the unshakable values of financial strength, integrity, and humanity. In the end, peace of mind is why New York Life is the company you keep.
Sometimes the virus that causes chickenpox lingers in the body for decades, only to attack again with a case of shingles. Today, a federal health advisory panel recommended that people 60 and older get vaccinated to prevent the painful skin ailment. Reporter Pete Combs has more from Atlanta.
There was no real treatment for shingles until May, when Zostavax, a vaccine made by Merck, was approved by the Food and Drug Administration. In essence, Zostavax is a supercharged chickenpox vaccine, like the one given to children. Now, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices has voted to recommend all adults over 60 be immunized with Zostavax, a recommendation likely to be adopted by the CDC. Pete Combs, CBS News, Atlanta.
In New York, some comfort for the families of 9/11 victims. Experts say the human bones recently discovered at the World Trade Center site are well-preserved and likely to yield usable DNA samples for identification. There's a renewed search, and more remains were found today. I'm Bill Witt.
For a good time, call Enid at 349-1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Five minutes after 5 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7, Mondays through Fridays, as right as rain. No, no, I don't mean that. Well, left. But I'm always here. I'm right here. I'm right at your fingertips. All I have to do is punch up 1320. In fact, you should just always have your radio, the presets, set to 1320. That's what you need to do, because you will have really fascinating talk radio throughout the day if you do that. And I want to remind you, tomorrow we're going to be joined live in studio by blockbusting, best-selling author Tess Gerritsen. In her other life, she is a physician. But she writes these bestsellers, and she doesn't practice medicine anymore, really. And she'll be with us in Sacramento, and we have some of her books, and maybe we'll get her to sign them, and maybe we'll give some away. We'll see if you're good, if you're not nice and not naughty. Just to let you know, you can always join the conversation. It's always toll-free, 349-1320, or 866-620-6-1320. You can email me. Enid at kctc.com. I'm getting more and more emails from listeners, and I love that. But I can't respond to all of them. I'm just sorry. I apologize. I try to do what I can, but they're coming now in waves. But I do see them all. So your thoughts are shared and heard. And we stream live 1320leftchannel.com. We've been talking. If you're just joining us, you've missed Jerry McNerney, who has a very good chance of unseating Richard Pombo, and you want to support Jerry McNerney. We're talking about Rush Limbaugh, who insulted Michael Fox yesterday and accused him of faking his Parkinson's symptoms in order to do these commercials on behalf of Democrats who are in favor of stem cell research. And then today apparently apologized, but then took off, lit into Michael J. Fox again for allowing himself to be exploited by Democrats and to be their shill. Michael J. Fox has a political director. Michael J. Fox, it is being reported, offered himself to these candidates to do commercials on their behalf, because in supporting candidates who are in favor of stem cell research, you know what? He's supporting his own life, don't you think? 349-1320-866-620-6-1320. People are calling in telling me why they're going to support Doolittle, because they think Charlie Brown is dishonest. And when I say, you know what? Doolittle is one of the most corrupt politicians in America. He's on that list with Pombo of the most corrupt congressmen in America. They don't have an answer. When the wife, you know, when the Doolittle, who is bankrupt in every single way except for his pocketbook, the wife is, pulling in 15% of anything he brings in contributions, highly unethical. It may not be illegal, but it is highly unethical. And Doolittle is being investigated by the Department of Justice in the Abramoff matter. And who knows what other scandals are lurking in that man's closet. But he's not dishonest? Ooh, well, I don't know. All right, I got this. I haven't talked much about Schwartzy, but there is some information, and I have to share this much with you. I got somebody wrote a letter to the editor about Schwartzy. California voters, he says, really ought to take a second look at character attributes, because a governor of California, particularly a high-profile celebrity, inevitably becomes something of a role model for our young people. And then the writer goes on to say, and his name is Barry, from West Sac. He writes this letter to the editor, and Janice has sent it to me. Smoking constitutes a severe health risk, yet the governor maintains a cigar tent just outside his office, because he's always blowing smoke. He's driving a Hummer sends a message that concerns over our dependence on foreign oil and global warming are just a joke. Schwartz's admittedly offensive attitudes toward women resemble those depicted in rap lyrics. I do not believe the governor is a racist, but his ethnic-based outbursts are not particularly reassuring to a state that is more multicultural than any other place on earth. His movies glorifying unspeakable violence with lethal weapons are not much different than what street gangs are actually doing. Barry concludes, however the election turns out, one does not need to be a family values conservative to demand better conduct from a governor of California. There was a picture of Schwartz in the Los Angeles Times. I swear to you, his face looks like I love the description of Schwartz, that his whole head looks like it's been dipped in Tang. I've never seen more an orange face. Remember Technicolor from the 1950s, if you see all that retro stuff, where the colors are so unreal? Not human exactly. That's what Schwartz's head looks like. Like it's, the whole thing's been dipped in Tang, and the Tang hasn't faded away. And I mean, it's a joke, but I think he's gonna win, and the Angelitis' campaign, and Barack Obama's stumping for Angelitis, Howard Dean is stumping for Angelitis, but Angelitis' campaign, they're gonna have an election night party. I hope it's a party at the Sheraton Grand here in Sacramento. He'll be here for election night. After weeks of subtle jabs at fellow Republicans in Congress and the White House, Schwartz turned blunt Tuesday and wrote a tart letter to President Bush, who is a tart. He has taken to widening his appeal beyond white Republican men, Schwartz has, his most loyal supporters. At every stop in a campaign, Schwartz has surrounded himself with African Americans or Latinos and stuck to themes that resonate with Democrats, independents, and women, the environment, and education. And he writes this letter to Dickey, who can't read anyhow, so what's the point? He writes this letter saying, you know, he needs some support for environmental issues, and Dickey's not supporting, you know, not providing that support. But, you know, it's campaign rhetoric is what it is. The letter followed accusations by Democrats who lead the legislature that Schwartz took several steps in an executive order last week to undercut the state's new law capping greenhouse gas emissions. Well, anything that Schwartz has to say is, to me, a greenhouse gas emission, and he just does it in a way that makes him sound really good. He gets a lot of publicity for it. And then, when nobody's looking, the thing he really signs is not the thing that the Dems thought they had a deal with him about. So he's not truthful. He has not been truthful with the Democrats, and he reveals himself to be sort of a liar, I think. And he reveals himself to be a fake-o-matic Democrat. When the election is over, the being a Democrat comes off with the makeup. That's what I think. 349-1320, but like people who are in love with deep doo-doo-doo little, you are not going to persuade them. Michael Newdow, one of our favorite guys. He is an ER doc and he is an attorney. And the very first case he ever argued was in front of the Supreme Court, if you can believe that. He's the guy who wants to get Under God out of the pledge, and I hope he's successful, and In God We Trust off the money, and I hope he's successful with that. Because if you're going to have a real motto for our money, it ought to be not In God We Trust. The real motto of our money ought to be What's in it for me? Because I think that's what we have become. Well, now he's taking off. He has permission now to pursue a libel suit. He is a Sacramentan, atheist Michael Newdow, won a round in court on a libel suit against a chaplain who had publicly accused him of perjury. The state's first district court of appeal ruled unanimously that Michael Newdow's suit can proceed against Reverend Austin Miles, a self-styled minister from Antioch, and it can go to trial. Miles wanted the suit thrown out, saying it violated his freedom of speech, it had minimal merit, etc. And so let me see if the beef is, on a website, Miles accused Michael Newdow of the crime of perjury, that he lied under oath about the emotional effects of the pledge on his daughter, who was a public school pupil in Elk Grove. Miles urged punishment, quote, to the full extent of the law. So he accuses Newdow of perjury. But Newdow denied uttering the attributed statements, and he sued, claiming damage to his reputation. Miles countersued, claiming interference with his freedom of speech to apparently commit libel. So to prevail in the libel suit, Newdow must prove substantial and injurious misquotation. It's going to go to trial. So your thoughts about that? 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. Okay, here it is. The state Supreme Court in New Jersey said today that same-sex couples are entitled to the same rights and benefits enjoyed by opposite-sex couples under the civil marriage statutes. But the court, in its 4-3 ruling, said that whether that status should be called marriage or something else is a matter left to the democratic process. So they're quibbling about whether you can call it marriage. Well, why not call it marriage? Who cares? Or domestic partnership, or, you know, best friends. I don't know what you want to call it. We could think of a new term for marriage. You know, France has two kinds of marriages, two levels of marriage. One is a marriage light and one is a serious marriage. And they carry two different kinds of rights, benefits, obligations, and so forth. But the court, New Jersey, of all places, a place that, you know, many of us who are probably not all that conversant with New Jersey, except to fly into it every once in a while, is the state that is now in a 4-3 ruling said that same-sex couples are entitled to the same rights and benefits enjoyed by opposite-sex couples under the civil marriage statutes. The court gave the legislature a 6-month deadline to enact the necessary legislation to provide for same-sex unions with rights equal to those of married couples. The court's eagerly awaited decision found that an arrangement akin to that in Vermont, which authorizes civil unions between same-sex couples but does not call them marriages. So it's a matter of language, rather like the Bush administration. Remember, stay the course, but it's not. I was for the stay the course before I was against stay the course. Remember that? Well, Dickey is now saying that he didn't say stay the course, but he always was saying stay the course. Anyhow, they're not calling it marriage, but it would satisfy the New Jersey Constitution's guarantee of equal protection under the law. The decision leaves Massachusetts as the only state to authorize same-sex marriages as such. In other words, probably the details are not much different, but Massachusetts calls them marriages. Since the Massachusetts Supreme Court held in 2003 that the full marriage rights were required for all couples under that state's constitution, gay rights advocates have suffered a string of defeats in other states, but not in that one. So, what are your thoughts about that? New Jersey, along with Vermont, has gone for same-sex unions. They're just not calling them marriages. They're going to leave it up to a democratic free press or a democratic process to determine what you want to call that thing that you can register for gifts for and ask people to send you a check for your honeymoon cruise. I mean, people are shameless today. Or make a house payment for you. I mean, you know, don't get me started. A triumph of optimism over experience, I think. Well, that's what they always said about second marriages. 3-4-9, you know, embarking, it is so wonderful. Love, ain't love grand, embarking on a leaky vessel, 50% of those voyages fail, but hey, it adds stability. It adds spice. It's great while it lasts. Your goddess has never been married, so I'm allowed to be as cynical as I want to be. But I would love to hear from you on the issue of New Jersey backing the rights for same-sex unions. 349-1320-866-626-1320. What do you think about that? I think it's great. I was thinking about that today without realizing that it was going to be that we would have a decision on it today. I was thinking about, I think when the idea was first sort of came around, people were thinking, well, you know, same sex is marriage, but I, you know, people are committed to each other for life. What, I don't understand why that would be, why there was so much consternation and how it is that same sex marriage threatens, hetero marriage. And then you have all these permutations, too, about marriage, where people start out as one sex and then they have gender reassignment. There was a story, the Wall Street Journal reported on this story, and here it is. He started out as a man, he became a woman, had a sex change. I don't know if the man he married ever knew that, but somehow it came out when everybody died, and you know, so then was the marriage valid because there were assets? And who then is the heir if this wasn't a valid marriage? And it just went on and on. It was kind of complicated. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Farshad calling from Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320.
Hi. I can't hear me?
I can hear you, okay, Farshad.
Great. You know, I'm a little bit upset that we are becoming a nation of extremes. You know, it's just... It's like nothing else is wrong, that we have to concentrate on dropping God from the word God, from our pledge of allegiance or from money. And you say that you agree with it. Why do you agree with this? I mean, if the guy doesn't want to say it, don't say it. You know?
Well, but we're a nation that has put up a firewall, and it has served us very well between church and state. So why put God on the money or on the Pledge of Allegiance? And God was only added to the Pledge of Allegiance, I think, in the 1950s as an anti-communist kind of a knee-jerk response. So if God is as omnipotent as God's believers believe, God won't mind.
If you're
an atheist, if you're an agnostic, it may be offensive to you. And why single out one religion?
Well, it's offensive to me. I walk in the street and a lot of things offend me. It doesn't mean that I got to go and, you know, if I don't like it, I close my eyes to it. I mean, how bad is it? Do I get really offended that I can't sleep at night? Is it really bug me that it's stopping me from my daily work? And the guy who's doing it, isn't he an attorney?
He's an ER doc, and he's an attorney. And the very first case he ever practiced was before the Supreme Court of the United States in the taking away under God, trying to remove under God from the pledge. And by all reports, he did a terrific job.
Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, who cares what he's done? This nation is going to be, you know, want to be godless. I'm not saying to impose one.
But it does, Farshad, it does impose one view. If you're an atheist, you might be offended. If you're agnostic, you don't even believe in God. And why should we mix up religion with, why do we want to mix up church and state? It's a prescription for disaster, as we're seeing with the religious wrong getting involved.
It has nothing to do with the state. I'm not saying to have a government Iran or some country like that. But what I'm trying to say is that you are going to this extreme, and that's just as
what bad. What extreme? You just don't mention it. We're not mentioning. We're just, you know, you. This is the beauty of this country. You can subscribe to any religion you want to subscribe to, the Church of Nothing Much, if you want to be a member of, and you can pray wherever you are. You just have to pray in public. So you and I are going to have to, Farshad, we're going to have to agree to disagree on this one. I thank you for the call, however. 349-1320, Sarah in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Sarah. Are you there?
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi. I'm in John Doolittle's district, PA4 in El Dorado Hills.
Uh-huh.
And I have two comments to make to people that are going to vote for Doolittle. One is, do they not realize that he is probably going to be indicted, and he may be the next person that sent off into the slammer for his...
Well, he and Duke Cunningham could be roommates. He's going to have to go off to the pokey, and it means a very expensive special election if that's what occurs.
Exactly. And do they want to lose the kind of man that they have in Charlie Brown? Because this Charlie Brown exemplifies this district. He's an ex-military man. He's not a liberal. You know, he is very moderately Democrat, used to be a Republican. I don't think he has anything about it. I don't think he has any intention of taking away anybody's guns. And, you know, he's a very honorable man. He's very open to the constituency. And, you know, so what? If they elect Doolittle, they're going to have to hire a lobbyist to get through to him until he goes to the slammer.
Well, you're going to have to pay him off to get through to him, just like everybody does. He's Mr. Pay-to-Play. Sarah, where are you in same-sex marriage?
Where am I on same-sex marriage? I have several friends that are gay, and honestly, they have just as much religious feeling. They have just as much family feeling as anybody else. I knew two long-term gay couples. Unfortunately, one of them broke up. I have a friend who used to be a pretty high member of the Scottish American community, and also was high up in the church. And I'm trying to remember which church he was in, but he was gay, and he's adopted a child and is raising him as a single man. And you know, nobody can tell me that people just because of their sexual orientation don't make good family members and good parents. That's craziness, of course. They have the same rights as everyone else. They pay the same taxes, and they have the same rights as everybody else. I think that what we ought to do is to do away with marriage as an institution, have everybody that enters into a partnership with someone be in a civil union, and if you want to have a marriage, then go to the church and be married. Nobody's going to force your church to marry.
Oh, I like this idea. So forget about same-sex unions. Nobody should have to get married. It's a civil partnership if that's what you want to do.
Right.
And if you want to do it in a church setting and so on.
Sanctified by your church, and your minister agrees to do it, and it's a marriage in your church. Everybody.
Yeah, but doesn't it work that way? Doesn't it sort of work that way anyway? I mean, you got to get a marriage license, and you got to get, I don't know, what do you got to get, a blood test and stuff like that?
Yeah, you have to get a blood test to prove that you're not, you know, you don't have any contagious diseases. It's kind of, you know, that's sort of a quaint idea nowadays. But, you know, yeah. So I think anybody that, if everybody has the same rights, you ought to have the right to have the relationship, you ought to have a right. Everybody should start at the same point, which is a civil union. And if you want your church to sanctify it, then you go to your church, and then you can be married in your church.
Sarah,
trying to turn marriage into
We're gonna have to leave it there. I thank you for the call. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Civil unions. What are we gonna call them? Because New Jersey's deciding that that's a matter left to the democratic process. But New Jersey has backed rights for same-sex unions. What are your thoughts about that? I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento. Left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Okay, so, but I got to tell you that at my point in my life right now, I am very happy that that you do have to get married, because I never have been. And if I had and I was like, what did you call it? Civil union with all of them?
Usually they're uncivil unions.
Yeah. What a pain in my neck. Thank goodness that's not the way it is, actually. Well, and I'm really glad that the highways are cleaning up really good. Eastbound 15, northbound Cab City Freeway. We only have a vehicle on the right-hand side. My southbound 99 accidents looks like they've been cleared up, too. And taking advice. Thank you very much. 50 going over top of the mountain, a little slow. Otherwise, that's about all our incidents. Ena Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Protecting your right to choose the left.
One of the most important things in your life.
It's Ena Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Are you paying too much for your... Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play. Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly. Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going. Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
Cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... All right, new rule, no more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Love Channel.
The internet. Okay,
is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive, massive tubes. It really is the Internet Consumer Bill of Rights. Because you got tangled up with all these things that are going on the Internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal Internet, that is you and me. You and me, it's tubes. The Internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, talking about gay marriage or same-sex unions. We're not. New Jersey has decided that it's not going to decide to call it anything. In the 4-3 ruling, the state Supreme Court of New Jersey said today that same-sex couples are entitled to the, quote, same rights and benefits enjoyed by opposite-sex couples under the civil marriage statutes. But the court, in its 4-3 ruling, said that whether that status should be called marriage or something else is a matter left to the democratic process. So what are your thoughts about that? And I want to add something to the conversation as well, and that is men who live as women can now legally use women's restrooms in New York's transit system under an unprecedented deal revealed yesterday. The MTA agreed to allow riders to use MTA restrooms, quote, consistent with their gender expression. This is an announcement from the Transgender Legal Defense and Education Fund. The group filed a complaint against the MTA on behalf of a 70-year-old telephone repair technician who was arrested for using the women's restroom at Grand Central Terminal. The technician, who was assigned to the terminal by Verizon, was born Henry, but now goes by Helena. He says, I'm a 24-hour woman. I just feel like a woman, and I like to wear women's clothes. The MTA would not comment on the settlement, but Stone's lawyer said that it also includes mandatory transgender sensitivity training for MTA employees and a $2,000 payment to the technician for his legal fees. So, here's a woman who's a retiree from Connecticut. She says, I don't like that. She said, I have nothing against gay men or drag queens, but they can use the men's room. I just don't want to go to the bathroom next to a man. And one writer feared that predators might dress as women and lurk in the women's room. But one writer, a 23-year-old college student, shrugged off the settlement, and she says, it doesn't bother me because it is a reality. If they believe they are women, they should be treated as women. Well, in Europe, I have to say, in a lot of places, you find restrooms that are for everybody. Men can use them and women can use them. And I was, we were in Italy, I guess, and it wasn't just a one-holer. It was a restroom with many stalls, and men were walking in, and I was sort of shocked. But you know, it's a separate stall, and that's what it was, and everybody was engaged in generally the same activities. 349-1320. What are your thoughts about that? 866-620-613-20. I know it's a lot to absorb, isn't it? Gay marriage and transgender people can use the ladies' room. A man dressed as a woman. Transvestite can use the ladies' room? I guess it works the other way around as well. Bobby in SAC, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Enid, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Just want to let you know, what a great show you have. You're such a nice lady. I love listening to you. It just
thank
makes
you.
My day. And
thank
I
you.
Drive all over town.
Thank you.
My question, kind of comment is, I fail to understand why people are so nervous about gay people. I mean, it is just ridiculous. I'm a Republican all my life, you know, and well, lately I've been on shaky grounds with what these guys are doing, and I have been hit on by gay people all my life, and I am purely heterosexual. I have 3 kids. I don't have a problem with it. Okay, you hit on me. I laugh. I said, dude, I don't play for your team, and you go on your merry way.
I don't know. You know, men are supposed to be so big and so strong, but if you think about the don't ask, don't tell policy, these guys are so afraid of being hit on in the shower. You know what? Try being a woman for 5 minutes. Women are constantly being hit on, and they have figured out how to handle it.
You know, I have an analogy. If you give me a minute, I'll explain what I think this is. I mean, basically what guys are afraid of is they think if a gay guy will hit on us, they have to imagine a scenario where a gay guy is screwing them, and that's something that they're very uncomfortable to think about. In the same line, do you actually think that you're that good-looking that every girl you meet wants to sleep with you?
These men, they did a survey on men and women about how good-looking they think they are, and men think they're gorgeous. Women don't think they look good enough, but men think they're God's gift to women. That's it.
I think the same thing, too.
Yeah, well, Bobby, you must be gorgeous because all these very cute gay guys are hitting on you. So I thank you, I thank you very much for the call. I appreciate
it. Have a good day.
Yeah,
thank
you too. 349-1320. You know, Jay, not Jay, Mark Leno. He used to be San Francisco supervisor. He's openly gay. He's a member of, I think, the Assembly. And he has got he's gorgeous, for one thing, but he has got the whitest teeth I've ever seen on a human being in my life. This is an absolutely unnatural shade of white. They look great on him because he has sort of olivey skin and dark hair. But those teeth, you got to wear sunglasses when you have a conversation with him. 349-1320. All right, same-sex marriage in New Jersey and in New York. If you are transgendered, if you're transvestite, I had my hairdresser in Denver was a drag queen. And he was tall too. And he was part of this organization. What was the Court of the Rocky Mountain Queen? He was the Empress of the Court of the Rocky Mountain. Anyway, it was a charitable organization, and they had all these drag queen activities. But you always paid, and the money went to finance scholarships for people, and also for breast cancer research and other things like that. Nice things. So one day, he came in with his friends came in who were drag queens. They all came into the studio. This is radio. They were about 6'3", without the stiletto heels on, and it was like a horde of giant sequoia trees walking into the studios. I have never seen people turned out like these women. One woman was named Anita Cocktail. They had all these great names, and it was just hilarious. But you know, they could be using the ladies' room right next to you, and. I don't think I would be bothered. The only thing that I would be bothered by is somebody who's lurking around, who is a predator, pretending to, you know, be dressed in women's clothes. But I guess, if you're going to be a predator, you can do a lot of things, and it doesn't, the whole transgendered part is probably not relevant. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We have one line open. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. We have some slow traffic coming on I-80 right by Madison Avenue. Looks like a two-car crash. Our slow areas that may be for you to avoid would be Fair Oaks Boulevard at Woodlake Hills, Elk Grove, or Elk Horn Boulevard at Crater, eastbound 50 and northbound Cap City Freeway. Now, there at the Octopus, very slow traffic. You might, maybe if you're coming the other way, you might want to get off on Bradshaw or just kind of go through Midtown. It might be a better way to go. We are seeking lows tonight right around 55. Highs coming up for our weather, looking right around, well, we're saying 81. I think we're at 77 at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Dialing for democracy. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Thousands, maybe.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sacjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sacjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sacjobs.com is a click away. At sacjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels.
on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7 on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about New Jersey, home of the Sopranos. They are backing the rights for same-sex unions, and we're also talking about New York. The girls' room is his, too. If you are transvestite, you get to use the ladies' room in the MTA, which is the Metropolitan Traffic Authority, the MTA restrooms. You get to use one consistent with your gender expression, whatever that expression may be. 349-1320, Elaine in Cameron Park. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Elaine.
Hi. I just wanted to say I've experienced the unisex restroom thing in Europe, in Germany, specifically. And also, if you go to a public swimming pool, the dressing rooms are unisex.
Are they?
It's a little difficult to change, but, you know, there's men and women walking around and kids and whoever. I don't know what the big deal is. I don't know what, you know, why people get so uptight about it. I think we have to hear people sexualize everything.
Well, you know, you have put your finger on something, because I don't think we have a real grasp of sexuality in this country. It's either anorexia, the pendulum swings from either sexual anorexia on the one hand to we use sex to sell you everything in this country, except for a few counties in Nevada, you cannot legally buy it.
Yeah.
So I don't think we, and I think the truth must be somewhere in the middle, but I don't think we have a handle on it. And I'm going to tell you what else we don't have. If we don't have a grasp of sexuality, I think it seems to me that one of the main components of sexuality is a kind of sensuality or sensuousness. And who has time for it? You know, you're looking at a universe where the women's magazines are instructing women to pencil in sex on their calendars lest they forget about it altogether. And guys need pumps, and they need Viagra, and they need all the, you know, they need. So, I mean, I don't think we get it. I don't think we know. And remember what sensuality requires. Think about this. Sensuality requires time. We don't take our vacation time the way they do in Europe. We don't have as much of it as Europeans do. We are busy working 24/7, and now with everybody having cell phones and computers at home and Blackberries and everything else, you know, everybody is effectively wearing an electronic monitoring device.
Yeah.
We're all under house arrest, Elaine. And then some of us are hiding out in the ladies' rooms, too. I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. It opens up a line. Carlos in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Carlos.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I think that that the government should get out of the marriage business, period. Is marriage is supposed to be a religious ceremony, and the civil ceremony is all that is the contract to secure somebody's property rights. So I think it's really a case of discrimination against people that are homosexual, and it's a discrimination against heterosexuals.
Wait a minute. I'm not following your reasoning. You got to have some civil. What somebody else suggested is forget about having it be religious unless you really want to do that. But it's a civil contract because there are, you're right. There are all kinds of property right issues. There are, if you die intestate, the state gets involved in your estate, and there are estate issues and all. I'm saying it wrong. It's not probation, but I can't think of the word. When you probate a will. Anyway, somebody will tell me. I can't. The word isn't coming to me. Okay. But in any event, so the state has to get involved. You're saying the state shouldn't get involved at all.
Right. Is if they want to get involved in civil unions, and in other words, which is a contractual thing, that I think that's okay. But if they want to get involved in marriage, the marriage is a religious ceremony, and like for example, the Catholic Church, in their religious ceremonies, they have a right to exclude homosexuals from quote unquote marriage. But why should anybody care whether two people decide to go into a contract together that has to do with their property rights?
So you're saying make it a civil union.
Right.
All right, that's what you're saying.
And on the other hand, why should homosexuals who live together and decide to go ahead and split the sheet, so to speak, why should they have to get away with not having to pay, like, alimony, you know?
Those are cases that are being decided in courts, especially when there are children involved. But there was a recent case where somebody died. I think it was Jerry Studs, and his longtime companion is not able to collect his pension because Jerry Studs was gay. He was a legislator. He was gay, and the rights of survivorship in terms of the pension collection simply didn't apply in that case, so it seemed very unfair. All right, Carlos, I thank you for calling in, for weighing in. 349-1320. Randy, in SAC, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Probate, I think, is what I was thinking about. Probate. You don't want it to go through probate. That's what the word is. And then suddenly it came out, prohibition. Randy, hi, you're live with Enid. Are you there?
Good. I was just going to say that first of all, I love your show. You make my drive home a lot more bearable.
Thank you.
you know what? As a gay man myself, I'm really happy from what I'm hearing from your listeners as they're calling in that people agree with me that I think that civil unions should be across the board. That that if I decide to go into a partnership with my partner, then that should be a legal contract between the two of us. That it should have nothing to do with marriage, and that they should be two separate institutions entirely. Marriage controlled by religions and churches, and then civil unions being, controlled by the state. That because those are actual contracts that, we go into together, that we should have to have those separated between the two of us.
So, civil unions. Civil partnerships.
Right, absolutely.
Okay. Well, Randy, thanks very much for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 349-1320, John in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, John.
Hi. Actually, I wanted to touch back on what you mentioned about Michael Newdow earlier.
And, yes.
Because I think the theme really ties together between the two.
Yes.
I would say that the best thing I can say about Under God and the Pledge of Allegiance and all of religion within America really is that Michael Newdow called in to Talk Back Live on CNN a couple years ago when his case was at the Supreme Court. And he brought up the good point that if you see a difference between it saying under God, under Buddha, or under David Koresh, then we have a problem.
I've had him on. I had him on the show. It was my first guest when I came back to Sacramento was Michael Newdow and I think Dan Walters. So don't put anything on the money. You can have any religion you want.
Yeah, and
don't have it in the pledge either. Why put in one thing and then insult everybody else by not having that in the pledge?
And why don't we get rid of the Cold War idea that we have to be this great righteous Christian nation against the godless communists? And it goes for same-sex marriage too. If you want to have a religiously neutral approach to law, then you can't discriminate based on things like sexual orientation or religious. And I agree with every single one of your callers that said the state should perform a civil union by justice of the peace, and if you want to have it sanctified by your church, whatever church that may be, fantastic.
Well, I have to tell you, I have gone to a couple of weddings. This is where you can be kind of snookered into the wedding gift department. I've gone to a couple of big blowout weddings that actually were never sanctified by the state. So they really were never, they were just big parties. So I'm tired about, you know, and here's the other thing. I have sworn up, I have a friend who's been married 5 times. He married wife number 3 twice. And I said to him after wife number 4, that I wasn't buying him any more wedding gifts because I'd already bought 2 or 3. And that was the end of it. And then when he married wife number 3 again, I thought, that's it. I've had it. All right. I thank you very much, John. I can't keep up with it. There are too many permutations now. Thanks very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. Our weather, I just love the next couple of days. Are going to be absolutely gorgeous. 48 we're going to see for the low. Highs coming up tomorrow, 81. We're at 79 at AM 1320. Our traffic, slow southbound I-5 just north of J Street. We have a two-car crash there. Southbound I-5 at Richards Boulevard, two-car crash. Marconi Avenue, Watt Avenue, same thing. Motherlode Drive and South Shingle Road. That's in Placerville. Now, that's a four-car crash, but that is slowing things down on into Sacramento. We also have slow down there by the Capitol. I believe on, I'm not sure which one-way street it is. Is there a 25th? Very slow down there. So you might want to take another route. Enid Live will be back at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It is significant because it emphasizes democracy in action.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hurry in the sleep train.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area. So stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and, of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate. It's a little sarin gas, are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out of it. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's Tara. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule. Jewish people have to start. The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to. Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
Live and local, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We'll be right back.
54 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. And you can join the conversation at 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. We are talking about the fact that New Jersey has legalized civil unions, gay marriage, same-sex unions. They don't have a name for it yet. They're going to let the democratic process come up with something. But I think that's big news. And also in New York, if you're transgendered, it's okay if you use the ladies' room if you're a guy in the MTA, in the, you know, subway, and so on. 349-1320. Any thoughts about that? Sandra in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Sandra. Sandra? Are you there?
Hello?
Hi, welcome.
Hi, listen, no, I just wanted to comment on the whole gay marriage thing. I think that, you know, gays risk falling into that Plessy versus Ferguson trap with their separate marriages and stuff. They might want to, you know, get the whole thing. Otherwise,
I see what you're saying. You're saying separate but equal.
Yeah, and that's not really what's going on. If you're, you know, under the 14th Amendment, you're supposed to have the same treatment. So if they settle for the civil unions, they'll just be sort of trapped.
Well, I think what New Jersey is saying, if I read it right, is that it's everything that marriage is. It's just that they haven't figured out what to call it.
No. I just was going commenting on your other caller who, you know, he was talking about, oh, yeah, he wants civil unions, and that seemed to be just fine with him. But I think, you know, gays need to get the same damn thing that straights have.
You mean a 50% failure rate? Ain't love grand. Okay, Sandra, I thank you very much for the call. Well, in France, they have a marriage light, and they have a marriage not so light. There are so many things we haven't gotten to, and one of them is getting in the Tenderloin. Has anybody been to San Francisco in the Tenderloin? It's kind of seedy. And the Wall Street Journal had a front-page story on the Tenderloin. And you know why they did? Because there's a woman who has put her architectural firm in the Tenderloin. She wants to put more trees in the Tenderloin, plant 400 trees in the Tenderloin, clean it up. It was filthy, get the city to clean up parts of it. And guess what? The denizens of the Tenderloin are fighting her. They want to stay seedy. Can you believe that? In San Francisco, the red light denizens, you know, these are sex trade workers. Some of them are druggies. Here's a woman, and they put out a wanted poster on her. That she is bringing gentrification into an area. God bless San Francisco. We love San Francisco, and these are some of the reasons. They put her face on a wanted poster. They want, when this woman moved into San Francisco's harsh Tenderloin area several years ago, she thought she would be welcomed. She owns an architectural firm. She was bringing jobs and ideas to revitalize the area. Instead, some of her neighbors are calling for her head. They're putting out this wanted poster. Her cleanup efforts, residents contend, threaten to destroy an atmosphere that welcomes people on the fringes of society who otherwise would find no refuge. She says, I had no idea that cleanliness, beauty, and safety could get people so riled up. She said, this was a place, the residents are saying, this is a place where people who
listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel.
And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. It might not look that way now, but President Bush says absolutely we're winning in Iraq.
Americans can have confidence that we will prevail.
At a surprise news conference less than 2 weeks before the election, Mr. Bush acknowledged the serious problems and mounting American losses, 93 so far this month. But he said U.S. military tactics are changing, and Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad is working with the Iraqi government on a plan for progress.
When you're talking about the benchmarks, he's talking about the fact that we're working with the Iraqi government to have certain benchmarks to meet as a way to determine whether or not they're making the hard decisions necessary to achieve peace.
But Iraqi Prime Minister al-Maliki apparently has not gotten the message. He said the talk of timelines is driven by the U.S. election campaign and not the official policy of the American government. Democratic Congressman Maurice Hinchey of New York says today's news conference didn't go far enough.
The president still does not deal honestly with the fact that he misled the Congress and the American people, as well as others in the administration did, with regard to the rationale for the attack on Iraq and now this subsequent disastrous occupation.
Gay activists won a partial victory today when New Jersey's Supreme Court ruled that same-sex couples are entitled to the same rights and benefits as heterosexuals.
Today is, it's an historic day, and it is a wonderful day in New Jersey.
David Buckle of Lambda Legal. The court leaves it up to the legislature to decide whether gay couples can get married or have some sort of civil union. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen has a scenario.
Same-sex marriage supporters now will push the politicians in Trenton to simply change the marriage statute to include same-sex couples. Opponents will ask those same politicians both to support a constitutional amendment that would ban same-sex marriage or simply not allow same-sex couples to be formally married.
CBS News medical correspondent Dr. Jonathan LaPook is excited by a new study suggesting CT scans can detect lung cancer in its very early curable stages.
Lung cancer is a brutal disease, and about 95% of people diagnosed with lung cancer will eventually die from the disease. What this study showed is that 92% of patients diagnosed with early lung cancer by a screening chest CT lived for 10 years.
A government advisory panel has voted to recommend that people 60 and over be routinely vaccinated against shingles, the painful skin condition caused by the chickenpox virus. That's a boost for Merck, which won approval for its shingles vaccine back in May. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato reports the Federal Reserve did nothing today.
This is the third straight meeting the Fed has decided not to tamper with short-term interest rates, but it is leaving the door open for a rate increase if incoming information indicates inflation is becoming too much of a threat. The Fed statement says while falling energy costs are helping to keep overall prices in check, some inflation risks remain.
The Dow up 6 points to 12,134. This is CBS News.
Tiger Balm presents football superstar Jerry Rice.
Foxtrot. I can't believe I'm dancing with Jerry Rice.
I can't believe dancing is as hard as playing wide receiver.
Tango.
I'm sorry.
You okay?
Yeah. How do you manage all the aches and pain?
Tiger Balm.
Really?
Tiger Balm works fast and lasts a long time.
Samba.
Whoa. Oh, sorry. I'm such a klutz.
Maybe we should stop.
No, just get me some Tiger Balm.
You sure?
Just get me the Tiger Balm.
If you suffer from aches and pains, go for the Balm. Tiger Balm. Now in a convenient, easy-to-apply patch. At drugstores, mass discount stores, supermarkets, and health food stores everywhere.
Some people think all insurance is the same. They buy the least expensive they can find, and then they have an insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, you're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
Last year in France, doctors performed a partial face transplant on a woman who'd been mauled by her dog. Isabel Denoir got a new nose, lips, and chin. Now in Britain, the Special Ethics Committee of the Royal Free Hospital has approved full face transplants in that country.
The ethics panel's given British doctors the go-ahead for four surgeries. Assessing possible candidates will take 6 to 12 months.
In the end, there will be probably a very small number of patients that this will be appropriate for.
Head transplant surgeon Peter Butler says the four successful candidates will all have severe facial disfigurement, which conventional surgery hasn't been able to reverse. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
The principal of Park High School in Livingston, Montana, is back on the job after a six-day suspension for giving a student a wedgie. At a soccer game, Eric Messerly pulled a player's jersey over his head and yanked upward on the waistband of the boy's underwear. Witnesses say the principal was just joking around, but Messerly says he realizes it was a terrible mistake. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS.
Five, 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, Hour 4. I am yours from 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Tomorrow, live in the studio, blockbuster bestseller author Tess Gerritsen. She'll be with us, her new book, The Mephisto Club. In her other life, former life, she was an MD, a physician, an internist. Now she is a successful writer of medical thrillers. And she's here on behalf of the Sacramento Bee Book Club, and so we'll be talking with her. And that happens in the 4 o'clock hour tomorrow. You can join the conversation at any time. It doesn't cost you anything in this flea market of ideas. It calls itself Enid Live, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. Sorry about that. And you can email me, enid@kctc.com. I see all the emails. But I'm not always able to respond to all of them, but I do see them, and sometimes I read them on the air, so I'm happy to have your emails. If you are just joining us, we've been all over the place today. We had Jerry McNerney on, who has a very good chance of taking out Richard Pombo. Richard Pombo is in hiding. He won't answer any requests, media requests for interviews. He's got way more money than McNerney does, and so you want to support McNerney. We really want to support Charlie Brown, who also has a very good chance at taking out Deep Doo 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 Little, and we're supporting Haswell. We're supporting Durston, Bill Durston against Lundgren, and Phil Angelides, of course, who's already planning his election night festivities at the Sheraton Grand Hotel here in Sacramento. Rush Limbaugh yesterday ripped into Michael J. Fox, accusing him of faking his Parkinson's syndrome and shaking for the cameras, and it caused such an uproar. People were so disgusted with Rush that he was forced to sort of apologize today, and then tore into Michael J. Fox because he's saying that Michael has let himself be exploited by Democrats, which is so patronizing to Michael J. Fox. Like, he's so dumb, he doesn't know he's being, you know, that he's being manipulated and doesn't know that he is, and that he's shilling for Democrats. Says Rush Limbaugh, a man fueled by both Viagra and OxyContin, and having I don't know what kinds of effects on his body or his judgment. In any event, Don Imus today rips Rush for attacking Michael J. Fox. Imus said Rush Limbaugh, a fat, draft-dodging drug addict, jacking his maid up, having her buy dope for him, that fat son of a bitch, I mean, enough bad stuff cannot happen to him, said Don Imus. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And I want to add to the conversation, we've been talking about New Jersey allowing same-sex marriages, legalizing same-sex marriages. And I'm getting a bunch of emails. Let me share some of them with you. This is two retired senior Army generals who served in Iraq, previously voted Republican, are now openly endorsing a Democratic takeover of Congress. The generals and an active duty senior military official have said that they believe a Democratic victory will help reverse course from what they consider to be a disastrous Bush administration policy in Iraq. So that's news as well. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Dean in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Dean.
Hi.
Welcome. Turn your radio off, please.
No, it's my TV.
Oh, it's your TV. Okay.
Anyway, I wanted to tell you that earlier there was a gentleman that called in and said something about talking to Tom Sullivan.
Yes.
And yes, I heard that. And I think Tom was just trying to make darn sure nobody connected him with anything, because he said there's no way he could get anything.
Anyway, did he say that Rush asked him to get him OxyContin?
Yes, he did.
He said that?
Yes.
Yeah, you're the second person to say that said that.
He actually said that Rush came to Sacramento and he thought specifically to ask him to what he could do. And he told him clearly he could not. And I think he just wanted to make darn sure he cleared himself.
Okay.
And yay for Don Imus. Now, if you listen to the news, way, and you mentioned something about, is it a debate or what's going on tomorrow night?
Allergies
are so bad I'm having.
I didn't. I'm sorry. I don't think I mentioned anything about tomorrow night, did I?
Well, I thought you said there was either a meeting or a some kind of a.
You're confusing me probably with somebody else, maybe?
No, not the other gal.
Okay.
No, I started out with you today.
Oh, well, thank you. You're not cheating on me, honey.
Listen, no, you're right. And you need to listen to the news later tonight. I mean, Baghdad is so upset over that speech today.
Right.
That I don't know what's going to happen. It's just so frightening.
It is very frightening. And here are these generals saying you've got to, they think that a democratic takeover will at least get us on a better course in Iraq. Dean, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. Mark in Stockton. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Enid. How you doing?
Doing well. Thank you.
A couple things. First, go Charlie Brown. Hope you get elected.
Yeah,
two,
me.
Obviously, didn't hear Michael J. Fox today admit that, yes, he did not take his meds before he not only testified before Congress, but before he did the commercials.
He's saying the Washington Post story I have is that he was on his meds, and that one of the side effects of meds for Parkinson's is that you tremor as well.
I know, but he did not. He admitted he didn't take his meds, so... Rush, I hate to say this, was right, kinda.
Well, Rush was no. Rush was not right. Rush said he was acting. Rush accused him of being a faker. I mean, Rush is a pig.
That's the problem we have. Okay. Anyway,
you're going to defend Rush's shameless remarks about Michael J. Fox, whether he was or he wasn't on his meds. He's suffering from Parkinson's. Whether the meds make the tremors worse or whether they mitigate the tremors, the man has got a very serious illness, and he is trying to do something that will prolong his life. And you're going to tell me that Rush did the right thing? Mark, how can you possibly justify something so morally bankrupt?
No, no, not at all.
And reprehensible and dishonest. So what was the point that you called up to make?
Well, I called up to let you know that Michael J. Fox did admit that he didn't take his meds.
I'm not aware that he did, but if you say he did, so what? So then what? Rush was still right to beat up on him?
He was saying that he felt something like that had gone on, and he was partially right.
No, he wasn't. Rush beat up on him and said that he was faking and that he was shaking and that all of it was just an act. Rush was forced to apologize. When you have Parkinson's, part of what your disease consists of is shaking. So whether you're on your meds or you're off your meds is a detail. What difference does it make, Mark? The man's got Parkinson's disease. And Rush shamelessly went into him, accused him of faking his symptoms. Was he faking his symptoms, you think?
No, Rush was partially...
No. Was Michael J. Fox faking his symptoms, Mark?
Michael J. Fox...
You think Michael J. Fox was faking the symptoms of Parkinson's? You think that he goes around faking the symptoms of Parkinson's, Mike?
Talking over people.
No, I mean, I'm asking you for an answer. And you can't give it, so you hung up on me. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. Well, I hope that this one happens in time for the election. And here it is. CREW, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, filed an administrative appeal with the National Archives and Records Administration for failing to disclose communications regarding the handling of Secret Service visitor records. CREW wants records of communications that this archive agency administration has had with the Secret Service regarding the agency's practice of destroying visitor records. In other words, they want to know how many visits Jack Abramoff has made to the White House. And all of that stuff is being sort of hidden away, and they're having to sue to get the information. You know what? I wouldn't be surprised, but Jack Abramoff didn't have a desk at the White House because he was in there, in and out of that place so much that they don't want you to know how much he was in and out of the place. Jeanette emails me, I agree with what you said about term limits. Term limits go right along with lazy voters. If we just keep the incumbents in without checking out how they've voted lately, we have asked for what we get. I think that's part of the reason Doolittle is still in office. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. Jennifer in Stanville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Enid. I think what the previous caller was talking about with Michael J. Fox was that he, when he testified before Congress before,
yeah.
he said that he did not take his meds because he wanted them to see the effects of Parkinson's. And my point
but
is
he's
whether,
saying Mark said that he also said it today, which I don't think he did, but that's what Mark was alleging.
Well, but my point is whether he, so what if he didn't take his medication? Because what about people who can't afford to buy medication? So you should see how they're going to be affected if they don't take medication and if stem cell research is not put forth and funded.
Well, let me just tell you, for people who have called in and yesterday and today talking about this issue and who have some knowledge of it, apparently the meds are such that you have to kind of keep tweaking combinations, and sometimes you have to be on it, sometimes you have to be off of it, sometimes you have to keep adjusting the combination so that it works best for you. And so that's apparently the nature. And some other people have called in who have knowledge of Parkinson's to say that sometimes the medications themselves make you the tremors worse.
Right.
Sometimes it's a side effect of the medication that being on the medication makes the tremors worse.
Well, I think anyone who thinks Rush Limbaugh is right about anything has their own issues. So it's probably not worth arguing about with someone like that.
Well, I thank you, Jennifer, for the call and for making an excellent point. 349-1320, 866-620, 613-20. Douglas in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Oh, hi. Thank you. I can keep it real short and simple, I think. I have just in one question. Where does Rush Limbaugh or any other right-wing mediac get off bashing anybody else for being a shill?
Well, exactly right. The thief who thinks everybody else is out to steal. I mean, and is he a doctor, too, on top of it? If he is, maybe he could diagnose himself and get himself off OxyContin.
We live in hope, but don't expect anything.
I thank you for the call. I think that Rush Limbaugh, as I said earlier, has been, for the next 2 years, he's got to pee into a cup. I think he's been drinking it, frankly. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. Okay. We have a list now of U.S. states ranked smart to dumb. Where does California fall in this list, in this ranking of the 50 states? And how did they come to the conclusion that they did? All right, these are education state rankings, a survey by a press of hundreds of public school systems in all 50 states. States were graded on 21 factors, including student achievement and attendance, positive outcomes, strong student-teacher relationships, and school district efficiency. So here it is. The number one smart state is, can you guess? If I asked you, what is the smartest state? Now, we did cities before, and the smartest city, and they went by college degrees, how many people over a certain age have college degrees, is Seattle. It was number one. And number two is San Francisco, and I think Sacramento's in the 30s somewhere in that list. But ranking state rankings, smart states to dumb, the smartest state is Vermont. The second smartest state is Massachusetts. The dumbest state in this ranking is, you want to guess? The dumbest state in this ranking, if I were to ask you, what do you think is the dumbest state in this ranking? 349-1320, 866-620, 613-20. Arizona is the dumbest state in this ranking. Nevada is, and they're number 50. Nevada is number 49, so they're the next dumbest state. Mississippi is number 48, so they're even dumber than, or they're almost as dumb as Nevada. And California, oh God, California is number 47. We are 47 in the list of dumbest states. One being the smartest state, and 50 being the dumbest, and we're four from the bottom. We're not quite as dumb as Mississippi, but we're a little dumber than Alaska. We're definitely dumber than Kentucky, which is only 31. Some of these states that you think, we're smarter than, we're dumber than West Virginia, which is number 37. California's dumber than Georgia, which is 41. So I'm going to give you, if you want to know what your state, how your state ranks, but the top 10, I'll give you the top 10 smart states. And they are all East Coast or Midwest states. Number one, Vermont. Number two, Massachusetts. Number three, Connecticut. Four, New Jersey, which just The Supreme Court ruled in New Jersey that same-sex partnerships are legal. 5, Maine. Number 6 is Virginia. Number 7 is Montana. Oh, it's the only western state here on the list. Number 8, Wisconsin. Number 9, Iowa. And number 10, Pennsylvania. And then 11 is Nebraska. You know, we could go through the whole list. But California is 4th from the bottom. Number 47. We are high on the dope list. What do you want to say about that? 349-1320-866-626-1320. Steve in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Steve.
Hi. What I want to say about it is one word, and that's two words, illegal immigration. It pretty much goes hand in hand with the states that are doing poor.
I don't know about that.
They're border states. Arizona's a border state. Nebraska's not a border state.
Well, let's see where Texas is on the list. I don't think... Wait a minute. Let me see if I can find Texas on this list. Well, Mississippi's not a border state.
Well, they've always been low in quality, though, but, you know, outside...
Is Alaska's not a border state, and they're number 46. I don't see Oh, Texas is only 25. Texas is a lot smarter than we are. Nope. You know what? You are angry at illegals, Steve, but they are not the reason why California is this dumb. I don't know what the reason...
What is the reason?
I don't know. I have no idea why we rank so low on this list, because maybe we don't care so much about education, I guess, or we haven't fixed what's, you know, we just keep pasting Band-Aids on the system, and we don't actually fix it systemically.
Maybe because we have a foreign language problem with a lot of our students that come more from Mexico.
Well, can I tell you something? The more foreign languages you speak, I think the smarter you really are. 349-1320-866-626-1320. What do you think about Steve, who has many, many prejudices? Let's head over to Mike in SAC. Hi, Mike. You're live with Enid on AM 1320.
Hello, Enid.
Hi, Mike.
I was calling to comment on the person that was calling... speaking about Limbaugh, and the thing that on the corners of what he said was he was about to say something on the order of, well, you liberals just don't you guys don't know how to make nice, and you just want to make personal attacks on people. That's basically where the guy was getting to. Was he was getting wound up for the speech about
and everybody called in to say I was screaming over him, so I do that sometimes. Well, moment of passion.
In the process of you screaming over him
or talking over him,
it seemed to me like he was getting wound up to complain about how, you know, we have to have some kind of, I'm hunting for the word, you know, we're supposed to have decorous dialogue now. I mean, these are the people that have been that were demons. These are the people that
they're the ones
that were vile.
That were vile and that were wimpy also at the same time.
Right, like we're the worst people in the world. These people have been carrying on like this, and now we're supposed to make nice.
Well, you know, I've got to tell you something. When Rush, it doesn't matter whether Fox was on his meds or off his meds. For Rush to say those absolutely reprehensible things about him. I mean, Rush, who's a junkie. Rush, who's got to pee in a cup for the next couple of years. Rush, who can't function without Viagra. Rush, who was so drug-addled and addicted that he sacrificed his hearing because that is a byproduct of overdosing on OxyContin, doing too much OxyContin. He made him, I mean, you got to be sorry for the pain that he must be in to do that to himself. So for him to point the finger at somebody like Michael J. Fox and to do so in such a reprehensible fashion, to beat up on somebody who's got a disease that he can't really do anything very much about and who is looking for some relief from science. And I could understand why he would want to do these commercials. Rush is a pig. That's all there is to it.
You know, I suspect that maybe the guy was conflating, like he was trying to say that Michael J. came out and said that he was off his meds, and I have a feeling that maybe he was conflating the story of when, like, the lady called up and said that Michael J. Fox was in front of the Congress.
Yeah, and he said that he admitted it today. I haven't heard that, you know, if he did, so what? It doesn't alter anything. You don't beat up on people, or you try not to, and certainly you don't beat up on people for their disease and accuse them of faking it. I think you just look like, you just cheapen yourself, although I don't know how much lower Rush can go. The more he does it, the more publicity he gets, the more money he makes, Mike, is the way it goes. But, you know, the upside for Michael J. Fox is that he got a lot of publicity for himself and for his cause. And I think he got a lot of goodwill out of it. So you know what? Here's the lemon. They make lemonade, and you move on. Thanks very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. Well, our slow traffic happening over southbound 99 right by Fruit Ridge Road, Elk Grove Boulevard. Oh, let me see. There's a fire on the edge of southbound 99. It looks like there's a vehicle on fire due to a three-car crash. Walnut Avenue at Robertson Avenue, southbound I-5 at Richards Boulevard, and Marconi Avenue just east of Watt Avenue. We all have traffic hazards and two and three-car crashes. 48 for the low tonight, 80 for the high. And Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Halloween got you scared? How about November 7th?
It's true. We're all in danger.
Vote. AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Come into at Cache Creek Casino Resort. Win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpots. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Left Channel.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to stackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's stackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, stackjobs.com is a click away. At stackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Don't want to be an American idiot. Don't want a nation under the new media. It can you hear the sound of hysteria? The subliminal mind, America.
Whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. Talk to Enid now,
349-1320. All my friends, the low rider. The low rider is a little higher.
628. Pete on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. You know, Wednesday is a terrific going out night. I'll tell you what is Amateur's Night Out. Two nights are Amateur's Night Out. Definitely, and top on the hit parade list is New Year's Eve. Think about whether any New Year's Eve that you ever went out lived up to its advance billing. And the other Amateur's Night Out is Saturday night, I think. I think a Friday night is a good going out night. Thursday night is very good. Wednesday night is very good. And Saturday night, I don't know. I think that's Amateur's Night Out. We're talking about states being ranked smart to dumb, and California's fourth and the bottom dumbest. 349-1320. We're talking about also the reprehensible way in which Rush Limbaugh tried to allege, how he insulted Michael J. Fox, and then apologized for it, and then went on insulting him for in a different way. 349-1320-866-2613-20. Did you see the cartoons today in the paper? One of the best cartoons. I'm not a big cartoon looker or looker-outer for, but the two of them. Here is Dickie, George W. Dickie Bush, our president, and he's saying in one panel, "I was for stay the course." And the second panel, "Before I was against it," he said. And then here's another cartoon. Here's the GOP elephant, and it conked out. It's on its side. It fell down. And here's Dickie right at its tail end. It says, "Come on, boy, giddy up. I could smell victory. At least I think that's what I smell. Run, boy, run like the wind." So, oh, well, we don't know what's going to happen in the election, but there it is. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Ray in Rancho. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Ray. Ray, are you there?
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
You're on the air, Ray. Wake up.
The problem with the low scores and the low ranking is definitely illegal immigrants, because the teachers have spent so much time with the language barrier that they don't have time to teach the other students like they normally would in a normal case.
Well, Ray, where's your evidence for this?
It's just like why we have so many hit and runs in Sacramento.
Why?
Because the illegals will get arrested and deported if they have to.
Do you think the illegals made Rush Limbaugh insult Michael J. Fox too?
Did I think what?
Do you think the illegals made Rush insult Michael J. Fox also?
What does that have to do with it?
Well, that's what I'm asking you, really. You said the illegals are the reason for all the hit and run, why we're the hit-and-run capital of the universe,
right.
Hit-and-run capital of California, when, you know, the border in San Diego, Los Angeles is a lot closer, so I don't know what your evidence is for that. And then you're telling me that the reason that California is fourth from the bottom, in terms of it's the bottom, Arizona, means that Arizona is the dumbest state, and we are fourth from the bottom, and you're telling me it's because of illegals, and I'm asking you, what is your evidence?
Well, I have two kids in school, and they both complain to me all the time about how they have such a language barrier and how the teacher has to spend time teaching people.
But what is your evidence? You are making a very global charge here, not based on two. If your evidence is you got two kids in school, you know, I don't think that's much in the way of evidence.
Why are you talking over me?
Because you're not making any sense. I'm asking you for evidence. I'm asking you for evidence when you tell me the reason California is fourth from the bottom in terms of it's the fourth. It's almost the dumbest state. It's four away from being the dumbest state in the union based on educational rankings. You're telling me it's because we have illegals. Well, Texas has illegals, too, and they're 25. We are number 47. So I'm asking you what your evidence is, and you're saying I'm talking over you. I think what you're saying is completely preposterous, and I don't see any evidence.
In California, we encourage these illegals. And so, therefore, we encourage and try to keep...
I'm asking you for evidence. I'm not asking you to spin another one of your stories. What is your evidence? You got any data? You got any documentation?
Can you give me evidence that it isn't them?
I think I can, Ray, but I'll tell you what, I don't think you're merely making very much of a case. What I hear is a lot of prejudice parading as an answer, and I have to tell you that I think you should be blaming, if you're going to blame illegals for hit and runs, if you're going to blame them for the low educational status of schools in California, I think you need to blame them for extraterrestrial activity and for everything that Rush Limbaugh has to say as well. And I think then you would be consistent. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Matthew in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Matthew.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Hey, I think I have a solution to the California being the dumbest state problem.
We should send Ray packing. Then we'll get smarter.
I believe it has to do with the economy, and California being one of the richest states, one of the wealthiest states, you don't have to struggle as hard to get an education in order to have a job. So if they're doing this survey, the census is based on education.
Well, wait a minute. Are you saying because we're a rich state that proportionately we don't spend enough on education, and therefore we're ranked in a low way?
No, I'm saying that you have a lot more people coming here who are uneducated because you can get a job easier in California than you can, let's say, Mississippi or...
I'm not so sure that you can get a job easier in California. I am not that I'm not so sure about that.
The only reason you wouldn't be able to get one easier is because there's so many people coming here taking up all the jobs.
Matthew, I'm not getting the drift of what you're saying, but I do thank you for saying it. 349-1320, 866, 620, 61320. All right, here's how the rankings were achieved. It was a survey of hundreds of public school systems in all 50 states. States were graded on 21 factors, including student achievement and attendance, positive outcomes, strong student-teacher relationships, and school district efficiency. So, and they were also factors were included were expenditures on instruction, pupil-teacher ratios, high school graduation dropout rates. We have a terrible, in California, we have a hideous high school dropout rate here, and reading, writing, and math proficiency. So the number one state on this list, the smartest state by those measures, is Vermont. They make, Vermont makes, maple syrup and smart students. And California, we're fourth from the bottom. We're slightly above. The one dumber than us is Mississippi. And whenever my mother wanted to be insulting, she'd say, "Oh, that's such a Mississippi thing," she'd say, which is not very nice to Mississippi. But it shows you how what a low place Mississippi occupied in people's designations of quality. Peter in Sacramento, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Peter.
Hi. I wanted to... for your listeners, to tell them about the RAND Corporation study that was done in California that might help explain why we're rating so low. The RAND Corporation pointed out that California is spending $600 per student less than the national average. We're 49th in class size. That is, we've allowed what was once the best educational system in America to degenerate into one of the worst. We're 48th in test scores. Now, here's the amazing thing for your listeners who think it's what they call the illegals that are creating this problem. They factored out the immigrants and discovered if you factor them out, California comes in 50th.
When you factor out the illegals, then California flunks even further?
Yes, for test scores in the school system, if you factor out... Now, let me explain what that means because I don't want to be misleading to people. It means if you factor out immigrants from all the states, California then falls to 50th. So in other words, it's not the immigrants. So of course there are many immigrants who have difficulty in the language and don't do as well on testing, but people should know that 25% of the what they call the illegal immigration, which I just call undocumented workers, but 25% of them have college education. It's we have stereotyped everything. And the fact is that California, I think, probably the more understandable answer to this is that it has literally stopped funding education. And what most people don't know is the reason this is the case has got to do with how we're taxing. The richest people in California pay a much lower tax rate than the average person. And corporations, 52%, are not paying any taxes anymore. The taxes are 40% lower now for corporations as they're making the highest profits ever. Now, I'm cheating a little bit here. I love your program. You're doing great. I want to congratulate you, but you all know that I'm Peter Camejo, the Green Party candidate.
No! You didn't tell us who you were, Peter.
So, you know,
it was a stealth attack.
It was a stealth attack. And listen, I wrote a book that covers all of these figures. It still surprises me that California comes in so low on this measurement. But I think, you know, it's sort of this knee-jerk thing about too many immigrants. And, you know, I do think it's got to be a partial factor in it. But I think a better explanation is that we're not really paying attention to education as much as we can. But thank you very much for your program.
Oh, you're very welcome. And thank you for calling in, Peter. I appreciate it. Appreciate your thoughts. Good ones.
Bye.
Thanks. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, no cows this hour at 639. Whew, thank goodness. Southbound 99, cleaning things up. I-5 at J Street southbound, looking pretty good. We do have a traffic hazard, Watt Avenue and Myrtle Avenue. Otherwise, things are going clear on this Wednesday. Lows tonight, 54. Highs coming up tomorrow, 81. We are at 79 at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
While they're slinging mud, we're slinging the truth.
Perhaps you should keep that in mind before making sensationalist claims.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it,
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was? It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You got all, you think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world.
This is not
Romney
the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Tourists, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. You can join the conversation. It's always toll-free, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We were talking about lots of different things, but one of the things we're talking about is how low California ranks on a scale of dumbest states. We're fourth from the bottom. This is not a very good thing, and the Wall Street Journal was reporting today, and this is really also sad, and I think we all have examples of this. There are websites set up now to do the things that are so basic that you can't believe that there are websites to set... Do you know how to take a shower? Do you think you know how to take a shower? Well, there are websites that are going to show you how to take a shower. How to use the shower. And it includes tips like tuck the shower curtain inside the tub to prevent splashing. And toweling. How to towel yourself dry. There's a website that shows you how to do this. Dry between your toes. And these clips on websites have been viewed thousands and thousands of times. And they have one on how to chop an onion. How to pour a beer. How to tie a half Windsor knot. Well, that one I would probably need a video on. How to brush your teeth. How to fold a t-shirt in 2 seconds. Now, I am stunned that there are how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And it's already been changed almost 50 times by the site's users. Because one person says that the key is softening the peanut butter first in the microwave, and somebody else says that freezing the bread to make it chilled and tear-resistant sandwiches is better, and then some users have disagreed over whether how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich ought to be on this site at all, or if it's too obvious to be useful. I mean, how to take a shower, how to brush your teeth, how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. What does this say about us? I have 349-1320. I'm flabbergasted. Ray, Gina, hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi. I just wanted to say what a world apart Ray and Peter Kamayo were in their comments.
you noticed that part?
Yeah. And you know, and when Peter Kamayo first came on, I thought, oh, man, who is this guy? That, you know, really somebody with facts and information, and how wonderful. And, you know, it turns out that it's somebody that we should be voting for. But
well,
and I'd like to say to Ray, I have three kids in the public school system, and actually I find that when they encounter people from different cultures, they learn more from them, you know, other than math and you know, how to read and things like that. My son comes home and tells me things about, you know, how other families and other cultures live, and that's invaluable.
Well, I agree with you, Gina, and I think that Peter's right. The expenditure, the tax, how people are taxed in California, how corporations don't pay, a very, you know, what do you say, 52% don't pay tax. That's probably a large part of the explanation, and I thank you for the call. 349-1320. Matthew in Sac, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Matthew.
Oh, hello.
Welcome.
Thank you. I just wanted to call and tell you, I'm a former teacher, and I just stopped teaching this last year.
Uh-huh.
And the reason I stopped teaching was because I felt like kind of a what we were doing as teachers, as a public school system, were, you know, it's criminal. It's what we're doing to these kids.
Why? Tell me. And we can hardly hear you, so if you can talk right into your phone and talk up, that would be good.
Oh, okay, sorry. You're kind of breaking up, but let me just go over quickly. You know, my experience has been that the commitment from, say, parents is not there, you know, to make sure that their kids are being responsible about studying, paying attention, doing their homework, and also the commitment from schools and administrations are not there to support us teachers and make sure that the students have what they need to get their education. I'm talking about basic supplies and books and things like that. We didn't have that.
Do you find that you were providing it out of your own pocket?
Was I supplying my own things?
Yeah.
I spent a lot of my own money to supply, you know, notebooks, pencils, even rewards just to get the kids to pay attention. It was horrendous. And so I had to leave. And
how many years?
I'm not sorry for the decision, but I'm sorry that I had to do that.
How many years did you teach?
Only two. And that's becoming quickly the average for a lot of teachers.
Was it in a really...
It won't last more than 5 years.
Was it really in a tough system? A tough school?
Sorry.
Were you in a particularly tough school?
Yeah, I was teaching in a low-income community with a high immigrant population, but I've also taught in other areas that are middle class, more middle class. The only real successful schools I find are in the affluent areas of our state, and or at least in the regions where I've taught, which is Sacramento and the Central Coast. So I don't know. I think that would probably be like a trend that I would experience all through the state.
So what are you going to do now that you're not teaching?
Well, actually, I just got a job doing welfare intake with the county, so I'm still trying to make a difference, just in a different field.
Well, we're glad that you are, Steve, and I'm so sorry that it was so disappointing to be a teacher. I think it's a noble profession, and it's really hard. It's a really difficult profession, and particularly in the circumstances that you describe. And I thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. All of these videos that I mentioned a moment ago, how to peel an apple, how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, how to fold your clothes, how to take a shower. Need a video on how to take a shower? What does that really tell us? Not that we're dumb, so much as this is the stuff you get from your family. This is the stuff that you're supposed to get from neighbors and friends and family. And I think it tells us how disconnected we must be from each other. Steve in El Dorado. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Steve.
Oh, hi.
Welcome.
I was listening to Peter Kamayo talk, and I had heard him on your morning show, not your show, but the station's morning show the other day.
Uh-huh.
And he made this statement, which I just found incredible, that the gardener for rich people is paying more tax than rich people. And I think what he was trying to convey...
Percentage-wise, he probably means.
Well, he was talking about percentages, I think.
Yeah.
Which I think is grossly misleading. And when I hear Peter Kamejo talk about metrics like this, and he abuses statistics to his advantage, for one argument, when I hear him try to make a similar argument using metrics, even if it's a RAND-based study, I got to ask, what's really the truth? How are those metrics really to be expressed? And I think I'd love to hear on your show some of the opposing views or the metrics presented in another way, so we get a little bit more truthful view than Peter Kamejo is capable of.
Well, I thought his information, I'm assuming that it was fairly accurate, maybe, you know, and I don't have all that those statistics at my fingertips, but it sounded like he made a really good case. I mean, if I were asking you, Steve, why California's a fourth from the bottom, dumbest states, what would you say?
Well, you know, I think that there's probably metrics to illustrate that California is down on the list in terms of performance, but it seems like there's always a big argument about performance measurement. And if we're spending a lot of money, which we are spending in California, we ought to be measuring what our performance is. And the other thing we probably ought to be doing is we ought to be having the profession of teaching paid enough to compete for the best and brightest to actually teach our children, and maybe performance would also be enhanced that way.
Well, I'm sure that it would, and I agree with you that they ought to be paid, and we ought to be able to attract the best and brightest. But I think it's a far more complicated issue, because you have parents now who are not very involved anymore. I think kids like us, we came to school, our parents read to us. You know, maybe they valued education, maybe they valued books, maybe we weren't hungry when we came to school, maybe we were dressed okay when we came to school. You know, maybe our parents weren't on drugs and they were, you know, a solid family. There are a lot of issues as well. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. It looks like we have slow traffic, Missouri Flat Road at Motherlode. Now, that's in Placerville. Honestly, that car crash is two. No one is injured, slowing things down just a little bit. Southbound 99, just north of 5th Avenue, we have a two-car crash. Otherwise, looking pretty good. Enid Live will continue on this lovely hump day at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's Enid Live, doing full frontal talk radio. AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
I can't wait to hear the rest of the show.
Worrying about... Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play. Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly. Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going. Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
Cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... New rule, no more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the Truth. AM 1320.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Love Channel.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
.655 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. We don't have a lot of time yet left. I'm yours until 7, so about 5 more minutes. So let's head over to the phones very quickly. Harry in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid.
I recognize Peter Cameo even before he mentioned his name. We're going to give Charlie Brown support to throw out Doolittle. He is really totally to the right extremist. But we will also be supporting Peter Cameo. We're throwing votes his way because we know that Angelides is going to lose, and we think an independent vote, a powerful vote for an opposition party. I'm not a member of the Green Party. That will show that the people really do want change in America.
So you're going to go, you finally made up your mind, Harry, you're going for Charlie Brown?
We're pushing real hard for Charlie Brown because, you know, we know a lot about Doolittle, and he's an extremist on the far right, very far right. And, yeah, and also Peter Cameo has got many, many years of background, and he knows what he's talking about. Scapegoating Latinos or any others for education is just what it is. It's the kind of stuff you would probably catch from the right. I think that we do need to better our educational system, and we're broke, and we're broke because of all these foreign wars. And anyone who thinks that we can keep on voting for war and have money for social programs is deluding themselves. You cannot have both. You either have foreign wars where you run up a debt of, what is it, $9 trillion. There is no money. There's no money in California. Even Governor Arnold has to raise taxes. He's going to borrow on bonds, and bonds means you have to pay banks a lot of money. So they're playing games with us. Peter Cameo will get our vote.
Harry, I thank you for the call. 349-1320. Mark in Folsom. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mark.
Yeah, I just to say that I think that the problem with the school system in California isn't one of the problems is that we're not asking enough of the students. And if people only do, you know, whatever they have to get by, and until you start pushing them and sort of expecting more things or expecting better performance from them, you know, they're not going to, you know, you're going to keep having sort of low, you know, a low sort of ranking nationally. And I think that the important thing, I think what should be done is that the entire educational system should be overhauled, especially in high school, to sort of prepare students better for college and to actually expect more of all students and to teach them maybe more advanced stuff than are now.
Mark, you are living in a dream world. I think that it's a very nice idea to expect more of students and to teach them at a higher level. But you have got a whole population of students.